Oh, snap. What's good, folks and jokes? It's your boy OZ from the NYC.
And it's Corey C from the Austin T. And this, and oh, I'm over here with the double D.
What's up?
And this B.
What up, son?
What is going on, sons and daughters out there? Missed y'all. I was gone for a week, you know, doing that, marriage thing.
Yep. Yes. New man.
Still getting
that
used to this shit.
You're doing.
Trying to be like Oz over there.
Yep. Oh, you got the rings up, baby.
There it is, man. There it is. Everybody keeps saying, man, every time I lift my hand up, everybody got closed eyes. That shit just be sparkling so fine right there.
Ring.
Yeah, man. That's give me a heavy hand, though. I'm not used to it yet. I thought I was, but I'm not.
Really?
No.
Weird?
It feels weird. I had to take it off for the first time last night.
Really?
Just for a little bit.
Just to be without it.
Just so. Like I said, I'm not knocking myself in the head with it.
There
but you know what? Outside of that, I'm still the same old Corey, and that means I'm still just as foolish as ever, along with my man over here, Oz.
Oh, yes. We always bring that foolishness. No matter if you married, single, or in between, we're going to bring that foolishness to you.
You can control me a little bit, but you ain't ever going to take that fool out my ass.
And you are who you are.
I have bees who are bees. Hey, you know what, people? If this is your first time joining us tonight on the site or on this show, welcome. And if it is your first time here, let me just tell you, nothing's going to be serious on this show.
Sorry.
I mean, we might talk about some serious things, but we will not take serious approaches with it because it's all about the foolishness. It's where I get together with my man Oz and now my girl Danielle. Glad you're back, Danielle.
I'm back.
Oh, my. You got that Pocahontas hair.
I know. I'm really doing it today.
I'm looking like that 70s Cher going
on. The curls are gone today.
Yeah, they'll be back, though.
Yep.
We get them pubic hairs back on your head. You look good, though.
Thank you. I tried a new look today.
I like it. You a little bit more orange today, too.
Yeah,
a little
I
bit
went to the beach all weekend. So.
And brought your fine-ass friend
yeah,
in here,
she's
too.
She's a baddie, for
Look
sure.
Look at that. What's your name again? That's our girl. That's when a girl knows that she's cute when she says her name like I'm not.
She knows she's fine.
I know. But she can look at this. Stop it.
Yes, she did my hair and makeup.
Stop it. I'm not that cute. Oh, stop it. Yeah, you fine as hell, girl. You know it.
She
Look
is.
At her. Everything she does, she knows it. She's how she posing.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Us bitches know our angles.
Yeah, maybe you can do my hair and makeup before it's done. I believe you will. We'll talk to you in a little while, though. Hey, stay tuned, people, because I'm going to bring this fineness on the screen in a little while. But, and don't act like you ain't afraid to be in front of the camera because you know you love it. Love that shot. Stop. That's Stop nice. That. can I tell the people what we do here?
Please let them know because they may have forgotten. We've been away for so long.
I know. 1 week, and when we caught on tonight, Oz says, man, it feels like a month since we've done this. And
forever.
But let me see if I'm still in form right here. You see, people, what this is all about is that we go ahead, unlike our other shows, where sometimes, you know, we talk about movies, we talk about entertainment, and sometimes we get semi, just maybe a little bit serious, maybe a little bit, but tonight we ain't serious at all because it's all about the foolishness that happened during the week, and believe me, there's a lot of it. As Oz says, there is never a shortage of foolishness going on in the world.
Of course, man. It's always foolishness, whether we're creating it or we're seeing it. There's always foolishness going on.
And we can't get to all of it, so we narrow it down to a top five, and that's what we're going to talk about, maybe a little bonus or two. But before we get started, as I said, I'm Corey Coleman over here at the lovely Danielle.
Hi.
And by the way, I want you to know, what's her name?
Indira. You are never going to get that.
Indira.
It's easy.
Okay.
Indira.
I'll talk to you in 10
That's
minutes.
A name she gave herself.
Indira.
I'm Indira to myself. Well, you know what, Indira, do you like a man with a good heart? I got a good heart. Did you see that every Monday I do an after-school program for the kids here?
Relax.
They come in. I feed them some snacks. I help them with the homework. You know, it's a good thing that I do for the community right here. Now they mad. Now look at they like, man, there's a girl up in here. This shit ain't funny no more. We mad. That's Diego and DeMarco over there. Good to see
you. They're
Diego
all chilling.
Looking at me like, for real, man, you going to do me like that? But good to see you.
And all of a sudden,
you.
They got bass in their voices now.
I know. Hey, man, shit, I'm a man. What you talking about?
How you doing, Indira? How you doing?
Yeah. But when they get outside, they're going to be like, man, that guy was fine as fuck, isn't it? But thank you for coming in. And tonight, as I said, we got the foolishness going on. And... you know what? I'm already messing up. See, Haven't done this for a while. Yeah. I get in here. Let me make sure that we are on, too. We are. We got on time tonight, relatively on time. Oh, I guess the chat is fine because they're saying that everything can be heard. Everything looks good. I don't even know if we're really heard, but they know that they got some good scenery up in there because they're talking about, oh, my gosh, she's so pretty. But people, please welcome the backbone of this community. The one, the only, how y'all doing tonight? That ain't put Diego up in there. Oh, there they go with the hashtag fuck Corey's and everything. Well, good to see y'all too. Good to see you. Oh, let me clear my throat. Oh, don't bring that racist shit up in here. Yesterday we were talking about Disney films that would never get remade. Mm-hmm. And I said, Aristocats, they'll remake that one day.
Man, no, that was like the worst Disney movie ever made.
Well, I didn't think so until I saw that racist ass cat they have in there talking about Shanghai, Kong, 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 Kong.
Oh, yeah.
He was playing a piano with chopsticks.
The Siamese cat.
Yeah, it broke my heart to see how racist Disney was back in the day.
The tunes in that movie was great, though.
Thought it Disney stopped at Uncle Remus. What's that, Oz?
Disney ain't give a fuck. They're like, whatever.
Yeah, they ain't give a fuck back
they
in the day.
They care less.
Oh, but we, you know what? We give a fuck. In fact, we give so much of a fuck that we would love to have you here on the show with us. Now, don't get up. Sit down. It's okay. You don't have to run here. I mean, we would like to have you here, and I will tell you how to do that in a little while. But before you do that, I want to let you know we make it easy for you. All you have to do is pull out a keyboard, you know, because we have the magic of technology, and type in for us kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to join us on the show this evening, as I've been asking you to, in that email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, put anything else you think we might need, press in, and then BAM! Up in your home, hollering at you. Danielle, we're the only host in the world that do them house calls. Oh, but also, you can find us on the Instagrams at Double Toasted Fan Page, on the Facebook, type in Double Toasted. Or you can find me personally out there on the Facebooks. Just type in Double Toasted, first of all, to see all of us. But type in Corey.Coleman.5 if you want to talk to me with no one else around. If I am busy, though, I'm going to have to hand you off to my man, Oz Green.
Oh, snap. Look for your boy on Facebook and Instagram and Oz What Up. If you want, email me, sign at OzWhatUp@gmail.com. That's OzWhatUp@gmail.com. OzWhatUp@gmail.com. Or you can look for Danielle.
Yep. You can always find me on Snapchat, Toast of Danielle, or on Facebook, Danielle Dallaire. I love you guys so much, Corey.
You get on my nerves with this shit. Anyway, people. Also, come down to the world famous Double Toasted Studios. Have some snacks with the kids over here. Email me at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let me know if you're going to be visiting Austin. Let me know if you already live in Austin. You can tell nobody. That's sneaky. And give me some details. It is sneaky. Don't be sneaky. Send me some details. I'll send you some details. We're going to coordinate with each other, and that way I can accommodate. Oh boy, we are the worst group in the world.
That was great.
tuning out
on SoundCloud.
Worst doo-wop group out there.
Like,
sound like somebody sticking up something both our asses. But before we get into the foolishness, want to let you know because we are selling a lot of tickets for this right now, and selling tickets for what? Well, if you don't know, then it might be too late for you. But for those who haven't bought your tickets yet, please go to partydt.com where it will take you to the Eventbrite page for the Double Toasted 3rd year anniversary celebration. August 4th through the 6th, the wee hours of the 6th. We're going to be having a weekend-long celebration with you. We're going to have the live shows, the games, the meet and greets, the lunches, the brunches, all that good stuff. And we have all the details for everything too. Let me slide on over here to the Eventbrite page that I was just telling you about. partydt.com takes you right over there. And if you go there, we've updated it now to where you will see that we have all of the locations and times and days and everything that you need to know, starting let me see here. Yeah, 1 o'clock on Friday. Starting at 1 o'clock on Friday with Mr. Goodwin's video game tournament, and we're going to take that all the way to Sunday, where we close out with our Sunday service live party with you. And that Friday, we also have the meet and greet you saw on there. I was telling you guys about that for a while. We have that over at Opal Divines, which is closer to the venue than what we've done in the past years. And we have our parties every night that night. And it's going to be a lot of fun. $25 for a whole weekend of fun. You know, a lot of places, they be charging you $25 for every hour.
Nope, not
at all. Here. We charge you $25 for the whole weekend. You can't find that anywhere. That's a drink. That's one drink in New York.
No, it really is like a whole weekend of fun with all different types of events. Corey half the time doesn't even know half the events that we have going on.
Well, you know,
our little pockets of, you know, the ladies of the toast, or what Corey's doing with Kurtz, or what Sammy has going off with Ray. So it really is a lot of fun.
Well, now I do, because we have it listed all on the
it's all there?
Eventbrite page right there.
Awesome.
So get your ticket now. Oz is coming to town.
Yes.
Yeah, I talked him into it. I twisted that big ass arm of his.
That's great.
He said, I want my arm. Hey, I didn't say it was a dick. That's where your mind went.
See?
Could have been his leg or something. Hey, come
on. Yeah.
Don't be like that, you nasty wench.
my leg, the third one. Yeah.
Mr. Tripod Green over there. I'm glad you're going to be here, Oz. It means we get to do a show in the same room for a change.
Wow, yeah, that'll be fun.
That will be awesome. A live What Up Son on Monday. So, hey, plan your trip accordingly. Come see your boy in the studio live. See how we do it.
Yes. Yes. And looking forward to having you here, folks. And what's that, sir?
No, see, it's going to be good.
Yeah. No, it is. I concur.
I
now, hold on. Let me
get that out.
Throat
get
real quick, out. Man. I don't know what it is. I got these allergies, man.
Is it even a show if you don't clear your throat like that in the beginning? Is it a show that ever even happened if you don't clear your throat?
No, it isn't. It isn't. So let me
get it out.
Get this started right
here. Nice and good. A good one, Coleman.
me. It's just a little something right here. It's like one little piece of snot just clinging onto my throat. Won't let go.
Have you ever heard of a doctor?
No, I have not.
I looked at it.
Maybe I should. Is what you're talking about? Now, this is what you make me sick with. You come in and you sit up. And then when I start that camera, your head just smells.
Bruh,
sit like you're going to sit.
I'm allowed to change my posture, you control freak. Shit.
Yeah. God damn.
Golly. Let a bitch live.
Shit, you're killing me, so I'm going to take you with me. God damn it.
Okay, I literally won't move. I'll just be like this the whole show. Thank you for watching.
Be conscious, because before the show starts, I don't know why she said, you know, like posing and shit. And then when I call on the camera, that's when she decides to be Danielle on the couch.
Oh, you make me comfortable.
Well, you know, okay.
I'm in my element. Let me live.
Stay in your fucking element then.
Okay.
Don't move. Whatever zone you're in right now, you sit your head down. You live there.
Okay.
So what am I gonna do with this girl, man?
I don't know. Me. She comes in as Danielle posing, and when the cameras get on, she turns into Igor or something.
yeah, she turns into a hunchback.
No.
Hey, Kari, let me tell you about my weekend.
My niece.
Yeah, you got your daughter, Oz, and I got mine over here.
Oh, man.
Feel like I'm raising this girl half the time. But, you know, I gotta follow up with this, and we don't have to dwell into it.
Oh, God.
But, you know, the last time you were here,
oh, boy.
These guys, they were witness to it, too. They were like, I love the way they were sitting on the couch. They really, it was like they were literally watching parents fight over here. But if you missed the show that we did last time, which was 2 weeks ago, you know that we had a little reality TV going on. Some people even thought it was fake. At least one person thought it was fake.
Oh, I wish it would have been fake. Fuck.
I just like that one guy. He left a comment. You should go see it. I ain't talking about the guy because he says he's a subscriber, and I appreciate that. But it was just the way he was like, this is fake. Trust me, people. I have 10 years in business, and I know that this was staged.
Yeah, he said he has 10 years in production. Or
yeah,
something.
In marketing.
Yeah.
And it was, I ain't making fun of it, but it was just like, and the reason I know, because they're terrible actors.
Oh, well, I'm a fucking shitty actress. I'll be the first to admit. I wish that shit would have been fake, though.
Yeah. No, it wasn't
my
fake,
man.
Though.
Yeah, he had a whole thesis of how it all went down. It had me thinking, too. I said, damn, did they really pull a ruse on me?
Yeah.
Really had it all mapped out.
Yeah, the way he was talking shit, he kind of got in my head. I was like, was I acting the whole time?
I know, right? Is this real life?
Did we set this up? And I just don't remember. But what happened was her, I don't know, I'm going to say ex-boyfriend, still ex.
Yeah.
Yeah, good old Donald came in here.
Yeah.
First of all, It must be known that I like Donald. I have nothing against Donald. I'm not judging Donald. I just know when Donald's fucking up, because I fuck up. You know, I always used to fuck up like Donald. But, you know, it came in here, and then, you know, he wanted you so bad that he was taking the slings and arrows of the audience who were on his ass.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to talk you back into his life. Did that happen?
No, I mean, he's trying every single day. He sends flowers to my work. He comes, asks me every day if he can take me to lunch. He's got us a boat in Anna Maria, gave me cash. Like, the guy is trying so hard. Like, he really is.
Are you breaking down?
He's in therapy. Like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to let somebody get me back in 2 weeks after lying for a whole fucking year.
Okay. All right.
I'll never consider getting back with him until he's in therapy for at least 6 months straight, once a week, proof of it, and I see major changes. And even then, I'm not giving him my loyalty. It'll be an open relationship. So.
Okay. All right. There we go.
It's not. I don't really have time, to be honest. I'm sure I'll meet somebody else by the time he gets his shit together.
Yeah. You know, all this.
You got to stop. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, please. Wisdom. Please kick it.
No, I'm just saying you just have to stop entertaining all that. I know it's a process and you have feelings for him, but you just got to start letting that go. Stop taking money. Stop taking phone calls. Tell him to chill. And if you really
want
this to
end, I try every day. I'm like, just give me a week of silence. Like, don't hit me up. Just let me like have Danielle time. And he's like, I can't. I love you. I can't. And I'm just like,
you're going to have to, or you're going to be ignored. You know,
yeah.
You got to put the boundaries and stick to the boundaries.
Yeah. And I don't want to
move it from there.
And I also wanted to say, like, I realized the things that I did in that relationship probably weren't the smartest, and I learned a lot. And I agree with every fucking thing that you said, Coleman, on that last show. So I don't want anybody to think that I'm out here not learning from this, because that's what I'm really doing.
Okay.
I don't want to make the same mistake again.
I don't hope you don't
with
either.
With him or some other guy. It's literally the same dude, just a different name. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah. You met Donald before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Donnie D.
That's what she called him.
Yeah. No, look at that. She's too gorgeous for
it. She kicked
inside
his ass.
And out.
She saw him in the strip club and she whooped his ass.
Now, you didn't have sex with Donald, did you?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because he sounded like he was making the rounds with her friends.
Yeah, right. You never know.
Yeah. It looked like he was about to hit go with your ass.
No, she's like my shadow. That's my little.
Okay. Well, you know what? The only thing that scares me about this is that he is so persistent.
So persistent.
Yeah. I'm afraid that he's going to walk in here one day and be like, if I can't have you, nobody will. He's going to take out this whole room.
No, he needs to focus on himself. Go to therapy, you know, figure your shit out.
You know, I went to therapy.
I'll send your new girlfriend my invoice. I fucking groomed your vagina.
It might help. You know, I went to therapy and had to get myself straight.
Yeah, you just got married, and I'm sure Mia dealt with your bullshit in the beginning. But I'm not even entertaining that shit, to be honest.
Yeah, like, I was done with the real bullshit. Not really, but kind of mostly.
Yeah.
It was on its way out by the time I got with her.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I realize, I mean, it's still a struggle today, but I realize, like, damn, you know, she's the one that's going to set me straight, you know, because she ain't putting up with. I tell you what made it work, because Mia made it clear from the beginning, you my project, and I guarantee you not going to fuck up. She was on my ass.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
my
sure.
Project.
What's that?
You say you my project, you my pet Negro. We're gonna
that'd be our new. Hey, her and I said we're gonna do a show together. That should be the name of it, My Pet Negro.
No.
Nah, you know she told me straight up, like, yeah, you are not gonna mess up with me. You don't get three strikes with that. You get one.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, that's what it takes. You got to be firm with some shit.
Yeah, you got to learn and you got to change. You can't be the same fucking man. There's no way you're any different than you were 2 weeks ago, sitting here talking shit on air like you're the same guy.
Oh, you can't be the same woman either. So.
No, I know. I got to make some changes too, but I'm not going to become a better woman for him.
Okay. All right then.
Fuck that.
Well, you know what? We're going to talk about how much you changed this past weekend in a little while. You know, I don't want to keep the people waiting too much because, you know, it's 10 o'clock. I know a lot of people stayed up late to watch, and I appreciate that. And I'm also very, 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 very appreciative of the people that watched this here yesterday and dealt with me being late. I got a cat now. And that cat knocked my keys.
Another one?
Jesus Christ. That's like the fourth animal you've adopted in the past 3 weeks.
No, no. I have one cat. No, it's the same cat.
And two dogs?
And two dogs.
That's
yeah.
it?
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
And a homeless man I picked up off the street.
There's so fucking many of them out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I had to adopt one. He was so
Golly.
Cute. I fed him. He wouldn't stop following me. So,
seriously.
You know, but no, she's still a kitten. It's the kitten that I rescued, and she jumped on a desk and knocked with one swoop just knocked all my shit off, and I lost my keys, and I couldn't find the keys to the car. Was that?
Yeah, that's what cats do, man. They swipe shit and look at you like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck all your shit up and look at you like, what you gonna do?
Yeah. I mean, just, and they know how to like knock them, like everything's everywhere, but they know how to knock that one most important thing in the darkest, deepest crack where you can't see it. I'll find it. And so I'm looking for my keys. I had to call a Lyft.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
To come to the show tonight?
No, yesterday. To get to the show yesterday. Own. Yeah, I had to call a Lyft, and then I finally found the keys and had to cancel the Lyft. So, yeah, anyway. Yeah, you know. Life of a cat owner.
Yeah,
you know,
life with Coleman.
Good times.
Yeah. So I thank all of you for your patience. I really didn't mean to keep y'all waiting that much yesterday. Show started like almost 30 minutes late. So,
Sorry.
But let's go ahead and, you know, I'm not used to jumping into things as quick. But like I said, since it's kind of late, can we jump into the foolishness right now?
If you want to, that's fine. I did want to ask you a question about something.
Oh, that's right. You had something happened. You want to tell me or ask me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, there was something I wanted to tell you about. And whoever wants to chime in is fine, too. I just want to get your opinion on something because I felt very strongly about this, what happened when it went down. So last Thursday, the wife and I went to see Jill Scott. And great show, by the way. She was amazing. Got them pipes on her still. And, you know, before the main event, they always have the warm-up act comes out. And before the warm-up act came out, I was telling my wife, I said, man, as long as I want to hit Joe Scott, but as long as she doesn't come out trying to do some spoken word craziness and trying to do craziness, I'll be fine. So the act comes out and she has a notebook and a damn iPad. And what did she say? I want to do some poems for you tonight. I said, God damn it.
Oh, hell, man. I thought that shit was done with the 90s and early 2000s.
Well, don't get me wrong. You know, if that's the way you want to, you know, express yourself by writing poems and doing things like that, that's fine. I got no problem with that. Do what you got to do. But for me, it's just not my thing, right? So she proceeds to start talking, and she's doing a very, you know, I think I sent you a picture of this. She was talking about, I think she was talking about women's empowerment at one point. And, you know, she was going to how women do this, and women do that, and black people this, and then she switched up and turned to black issues and this, that, the other. And in between that, my wife is like, are you okay with this? What do you think so far? And I'm like, I'll let you know how it ends. When it ends, I'll let you know. All right? So she goes on, and she's getting everybody to a fervor and to a frenzy because she goes into the whole Trayvon Martin and how we got to look each other. We got to go to marches. We have to sign up for rallies. We have to do this. And do that. Everybody like, yeah, this is great. Oh, my God, yeah. So she got everybody in a frenzy. And at the end, she said, thank you, good night. And she walks up the stage. And my wife says, what do you think? I said, that was bullshit. And I'll tell you why. For the simple fact that she whipped up everybody into a frenzy and left everybody with no information. So now you have people with no information.
Didn't pass around a petition or something?
Listen, at this point now, you have people talking about, oh, we have to band together. We have to march on this. We have to talk about this. We have to do this. Okay, you got everybody whipped up, ready to do something. Okay, where do I do this? You just left everybody with the whole audience with blue balls. At
damn,
point
didn't try to sell nobody a bean pie, anything?
Nothing. No high fives, no nothing. Just left. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, as a performer or artist and you're doing these things, I think it's your duty to have, you know, when you, if you're going to be talking about these social topics, you should have a place for people to go or an event that you're hosting. So this way you can have this energy that you built up in
the
whole
place. Well, she did have a place for y'all to go, home. Does she have to hold your hand?
No, I mean, because she had everybody in the palm of her hands. If she just said, hey, go to my website and donate $20 to me, everybody would have done it because she had everybody so worked up. And that's my whole thing when you have these different rallies with different people talking about, you know, black issues, which I'm down for. You have, you know, you talk about these things. I just think you need a forum or some type of
solution
so you can have these people go to and continue what you're talking about, because people are ready to do stuff as you start talking. But once you do that, just leave everybody good night. You know what you did is taken down by half a notch, and at that point whatever you said is gone now, because you know Jill Scott's about to come on and sing, and I forgot everything you just said because you didn't give me a place to go expunge this energy you just gave me.
Let me tell you something.
I don't like about those type of things.
Let me tell you something. When I see a Negro on a stage at a coffee shop, I walk right the fuck out. I don't want no more coffee. I don't want to be in that building because Because I used to be some shit back in the late 90s and the early 2000s.
Right.
You know, yeah. the that neo-soul movement and shit. So every Negro, instead of
beanies and shit.
Yeah, beanies and dreads and shit. Yeah. I'm not a rapper. I'm a poet. And they get up on stage and they all say the words the same way.
Yeah.
You know, they got to talk real fast.
Like
and at
some
the
type
end.
Of drum or one instrument that's just slowly beating.
Let me tell you about.
That got me. That's what got me angry one day because somebody was doing that fucking. Hey, baby, this, that, the other, and this, that, the word. I said, that's bullshit. He said, well, you can't do it. I said, well, check this out. words making sentences, sentences making paragraphs forming pages. I'm reading. And he was like, oh, I said, no. I was like, you asshole. You see how easy this stupid shit is? And I just left because,
no,
to me, like I said, for
poetry.
Me, it's a case where I don't find it, you know, entertaining at all. You're not even rhyming at some point. You just, freaking filibustering for 20 minutes.
Let me tell you, man, like I said, you know, they always do that thing where they talking and they have a style, all of them have the same style. And they talk like this and they drag out that long word. Yeah. And they always got that dude in the back, you know, they pause and they got that boom, 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 boom. And nobody want to hear that shit. And then you ask them, it's like, that's cool and everything. You ain't even making no money with this. How you making a change? Brother, I'm changing the world with my words. You ain't doing a fucking thing. That's the biggest. Exactly. Artists are some of the biggest fucking cop-outs.
No, you guys.
I'm talking about me too. At least I went out and talk about adopt a Negro. I adopted a Negro. You know, I went into a mentorship program. At least I felt like I was doing halfway something. Hell, you know, buy a kid a hamburger
day. That's the thing too. If you were to ask me, you know, what would you have told those people with all that energy? I said, well, it depends on the means that you have. I got no means, you know what I mean? So the most I can do, I can't, you know, form no rallies and start petitions for shit. What I can do, I got a son, I got a daughter, I got nieces, I got nephews, goddaughters, godsons. Each one teach one at that point. You know what I mean? That's how you can start, because they're the next generation to come up, and if they know to band together as a people, that will help.
I got you,
even
man.
Even if she said shit like that, but nah. Good night, everybody. Oh, grab your dicks. Peace.
Well, hey, man,
that was it.
That's why I started my after school program here, so I could get back to the community and make a change, you know? I mean, it's 10 o'clock at night. These kids be running the streets right now, but you see, I'm doing something.
Giving back to the community. Yeah.
I got this space. I made an investment. I was like, hey, come on in, have a banana. Come on in, have a banana. See some fine ass girls. Yeah, I'm doing something. I'm making a change.
Yeah. So,
that was on the flyer. Have a banana and see some fine girls. That's on the flyer.
Yeah. I gave those kids a bean pie and everything today. All right. DeMarco, yeah, like, I ain't gonna be too many of your boys, you understand? glad to see y'all, though. Glad to see you.
But yeah, but that was on my mind when I was watching these fools. I want to know if I was out of line or if I thought the wrong way or whatever. But I just didn't, you know, I thought it was bullshit.
No, man.
The way it ended and what she was talking about. Because at that point, it lost all of her. Whatever she was saying was lost at that point.
No.
It's like you care so much to sit here and talk about it, but you don't have anything that you're trying to, like, actually make a change.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No. Don't nobody want to hear that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have said, hey, Erica Badu, get the fuck off stage. What I would have done. Be like Martin, tell some goddamn jokes.
Nah, but everybody was into it, though. Even the white people in the audience, they were like, yes, we fucked you guys over. Yes, yes.
I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of white people who feel like, even when they're not into it, I'm just going to shut the fuck up because all these black people going to lose their shit if I say something.
Well, the thing is I want to say, like, well, have a solution, but it's like, I'm not black, Danielle. You have no leg to stand on. Shut up, you know?
I keep saying that because you have to keep reminding me that you are not black.
I know. Everybody thinks that.
The more I see you, the blacker you get.
Look at Summer.
Get a transracial on.
Every time, every time you say, I'm not black, I'm like, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I think
right.
Even Dira, she was like, wait, Danny, you're not half black? I was like, no.
I don't mean... I don't mean, you know, mentally, but physically, you are almost blacker than I am.
Yeah, my skin color is.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Yeah, I don't fucking get it, man.
That melatonin.
Yeah, are you getting injections?
No, fuck no.
You can tell me the truth,
I'm
man.
Italian, Corey.
That's a
Are you in transition into transracial?
You going transracial on us?
I don't believe in transracial.
Okay. You could have fooled me because you're in the middle of it right now.
No, I'm not. I'm just a white girl that likes to tan.
You ain't white.
You just my sisters.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Shit, your dad keeps telling you that because he don't want to admit that Puerto Rican he has sex with on the side or something.
Whatever, no. I'd have fatter ass if I was Puerto Rican. Yeah.
No, the chippy was black, you would, but I know some flat ass Puerto Ricans, such as yourself.
Well, man, give me a DNA test.
We need to put you on Maury.
Do it. It's only $100.
I was on it last week.
Yeah. Some old Puerto Rican dude. You're the father.
Oh, shit. I'd be heartbroken. I love my dad. No, I look just like him.
Adios mio.
Santa Maria. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into the foolishness. As I said, a little late right here. So, people, there have been a lot of things going in the world. And we're going, and as I told you, with the foolishness that we have, we always start at number five in Oz. What's our motto here for foolishness?
And just because it's not in our foolish five doesn't mean it's not foolish.
Because there's always foolishness going on somewhere.
Hell yeah.
I love the way she just laughs every time
it's
you say that.
It's so stupid.
No.
It works for the top five movies, but not for the top five foolishness. But I love it. It's
first of all, I didn't think of it. He did.
No, I love it.
Now you love it. Now you know he thought of that.
Just because it's stupid doesn't mean I don't love it.
Yeah. And second of all, it's not stupid. It's foolish.
It's foolish. Yeah, it's foolish.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why I say it, because it's foolish. Goddamn sense. But I'm going to keep saying it, though.
Yeah. We coined the phrase now. Fuck it.
Yeah. Now, we've been talking about, we got to get these graphics up here, boy. But hey, we've been talking about how men are such dogs.
Yeah.
How they ain't no good.
Ain't no damn good.
Ain't no damn good. Ain't a good man out there. And believe me, I'm trying. But ain't a good man out there. Problem is, here at number five with our foolishness, the problem is a lot of these guys can't get good because y'all don't let them be. You support them too much. And if you've been keeping up with the news today, what's your girl's name again?
Indira.
You hear about R. Kelly? Nope. Oh, she's like, nope, I don't fuck with R. Kelly. You don't like R. Kelly, do you?
Yes, how we talked about it today. I told you he got caught, remember?
Oh, leave her. Hey, leave her alone.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Well, after this, you might change your mind, because here's the thing. Now, if we've been keeping up with R. Kelly, R. Kelly is in hot water again, which probably doesn't matter because hot water is what he's really into.
Yeah, it really is. Warm liquids.
Into water sports. Hey, y'all know what I'm talking about. R. Kelly. Now, a lot of people, your girl probably defended, but R. Kelly, y'all know that man was out there peeing on underage girls. And because they had that videotape that came out.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying, you know what? It looked like him. Yeah, sure, those are his BET awards back there.
Yep.
But it's still it's kind of grainy.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a reasonable doubt, you can't say 100%. So you got to acquit. You can't blame him. You can't prosecute. And y'all, I'm looking at this, and I know it's grainy, it's pixelated, there's some VHS shit going on, but y'all know, and with my man here, it, you know what? It's funny because we all know. R. Kelly's like the OJ of piss.
Yeah.
Because some people might defend him, but everybody, even the ones that defend him,
know the truth.
They know he did it.
That's the least. This piss is the least of my worries with R. Kelly.
Oh, that's the thing with R. Kelly. I mean, it's so bad that other people had to call him out. I love the way the Boondocks came out and said, "Yeah, I don't give a fuck." Boondocks said what everybody was thinking and what everybody was feeling when they saw that tape.
Objection! We can't even see his face clearly.
Oh.
That proves nothing.
Hello. Yes, this is Robert Kelly. Yes, the same. You have my social security number? Sure. It's 916-34-7865. Okay. God bless.
Everybody saw that, and people who even defended R. Kelly be like, yeah, you're right, man. You're right. You know, and that's why everybody was laughing when they saw that Chappelle skit. It was funny, but everybody was laughing because they knew it was true.
Take me to your special place. Close your eyes, show me your face. I'm gonna piss on it.
It was funny, but it's funnier because
it's true. That's why.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, people. I know that there's a lot of people who want to defend them, but here's the thing, Oz. There's a lot of people that, like, people don't even defend R. Kelly today. They just come out and say it. They think you tell people, like, hey man. You like R. Kelly? Yeah, man. Why? He pisses on underage girls. But the music is just so good.
I ain't shutting off Chocolate Factory anytime soon. TP2? Hell no. Yeah. That shit is riding.
He made Step in the Name of Love. Yeah. Bro. He made Step in the Name of Love.
Yeah, but the music, the music is just too good.
I'm going to let it ride.
Yeah. And our girl, and I'm sorry, and some women even say, yeah, girl, that was nasty, but he looked fine when he was doing it. You know, people, come on. Y'all know about this man. And listen, I know that a lot of people out there, they say, hey, you don't know. And that's why I'm going to say allegedly. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm looking at this picture and I was like, God, come on, y'all. Y'all know. But you're right. There's that 1% chance that it's probably not him. But now we have this new thing that's come out. Because with R. Kelly, it's always been some rumor, some pattern that's been going on with the dude. And there's been one guy who's been following him since this happened. Oz, do you remember when this whole piss incident, that was very intentional. When that whole piss, incident happened?
It was in the 90s?
Oh, yeah, it was. I think it was late 90s when it happened.
Late 90s, 99, 98 or something like that, and it went down.
Yeah, and there's one source that's been following him the whole time. And the guy...
Ever since, huh?
What's that?
They've been following him ever since that piss incident?
Yeah, there was one reporter that's been
following... Piss Whisperer?
Yeah, he's like he's trying to chase down Jack the Ripper or something. You know, there's a reporter over at BuzzFeed who's been following this the whole time, and it finally came out... That, and when I say came out, it's still an accusation, it's still alleged, but there's one parent who came out to say that not only is R. Kelly kind of a creeper, but the man has his own sex cult.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're probably part of
that.
Why
is anybody surprised by this?
Oh, believe me, there's still some people who are. Man has a sex cult. Which is something I tried to do with Double Toasted, but then I had to get married.
That was the original plan.
Yeah.
And then shit went left.
Shit got sidetracked. I'm going to have a dungeon full of hoes. What's that up?
Too many dudes signed up.
Yeah. That's yeah, yeah.
I tried to start a sex dungeon, and then DeMarco and Diego came. I'm like, well, you guys in the chains? And they're like, nope. But we all have kept up with this man for years and heard the rumors and everything. And so we can't really say because R. Kelly's coming out and he's denying the charges. But there was a mother in this article who talked about, and I don't even like the way this mother came out with this whole thing. She goes by Jay in this article. And if you read the article here on BuzzFeed, they were the first ones to bring this out. And they were talking about R. Kelly, who's now 50 years old. I give it to the man. He looks good for 50. He looks damn good for 50. But in this article right here, they were talking about how R. Kelly has two homes. One home in the suburbs of Atlanta and another one in the Trump Tower, I believe in... how many Trump Towers do they have around here? But because he's in
California.
One of them. But yeah, he has two places. They say, here it is. Met her in a concert in Atlanta, this girl, and flew her to see him out on his dime. Now... When they came out, this is what freaks me out with this. This mother, Jay, as they say, said that she had known about R. Kelly's past. And it wasn't even like, oh, he might be innocent. She's like, oh, yeah, he's probably done some freaky shit. And brought his daughter to her, who I believe is 19 years old. But she was like, you know something? I'm pretty confident I can't protect her. Now, when you say I can protect her, that means you already know that this motherfucker's kind of crazy.
Right.
Yeah. You already know. You already know something's going on if you're walking around saying I got to protect her. Yeah, you already know.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, the whole thing is there is all these promises of fame. And and then she found out after a couple of women came forth, and I think including her, R. Kelly's personal assistant. They say that the women in R. Kelly's entourage, they're promised a lavish lifestyle. And this is coming from his personal assistant for a year and a half, starting in 2013. And they say, no. Now, here's why it's not like a fan base or, you know, just a bunch of groupies. They say it's a cult because in his circle, you have to ask for food. You have to ask to go to the bathroom. This woman said that R. Kelly is a straight up puppet master.
The facts are, well, not totally facts, but we know he peed on somebody. We think he peed on somebody. Okay, he married a 15-year-old and he was 27. The man obviously has issues where he loves, gets off on being in control, which is probably what causes the attraction to younger women. Like, this is not surprising to me at all.
This is, and what pisses me off about this on all sides with this mother, I mean, besides the obvious, Danielle, you got it right. This man married a 15-year-old girl when he was 27, Aaliyah, singing musician Aaliyah, who's dead. God bless her soul, rest her soul. If that ain't enough, because it got annulled, because he said, I didn't know she was 15. Yeah, you knew.
It's on the marriage certificate.
Yeah, the parents had it. I think they had it annulled. And furthermore, if that's not enough, when it recorded a song with her, age ain't nothing but a number.
Which is a damn good song.
And put himself on the cover with an underage girl with the title on there.
That is so, like, disrespectful.
Has a song called Feeling on Your Booty. Feeling on Your Booty, which is a nice song, by the way.
The song jams.
Yeah. And not only that, but the man runs around like he's a creeper. Got a fucking Hamburglar mask, like he's climbing the windows and stealing young underage girls.
Bruh, they asked him if he's attracted to underage girls, and he said on camera, define underage.
I saw that.
All you gotta do is say no.
Yeah.
Not define underage.
It's funny. The man runs around like a fucking baby burglar. Look at him. Yeah. He climbs the windows, put underage girls in his bags, and then climbs out.
Well, do you know? Hide your kids,
hide your wife.
Corey, he calls himself the Pied Piper. You want to know why? Because do you know the story of the Pied Piper?
No.
They play flutes to lure the children out of their rooms at night so that he can steal the children. That's why he calls himself the Pied Piper.
Is playing flute like a euphemism of sucking dick?
Maybe. No, you're missing the point that he's clearly
what it means now.
A pedophile. Like, come on.
Yeah, he's a. What makes me mad about that is after all this stuff that is public knowledge, the man is putting it out there for people. The mother still said, yeah, but it's all about that fame. I'm still going to take my daughter to him. And the daughter is 19 years old, too.
OMG.
So.
And that's the funny part, because everybody was saying when he was messing with them children, why don't he find a grown woman to do whatever?
Because she's too smart. She won't let him control her. Hello?
Well, he finally did, and now he's still fucking it up. So, wild. What he always makes shit weird, though. You know, he makes shit weird. You know, first he's like, I'm here for the kids, and he pees on them. You know, and now he's like, you know, I'm gonna stick to girls my own age, but now I'm gonna make him a slave. Do some normal shit. Stop being weird.
You know what? People are blaming, as they should, R. Kelly. But Oz, you got a girl. You have a young girl. Would you even take her to an R. Kelly concert?
No, I wouldn't even let her say the words R. or Kelly in the same sentence. You got to understand, man. Everybody's going to start yelling, you know, he has mental issues, like Danielle said. Mental issues. People like throwing that mental issue shit around. Now, if the woman or people who are doing this is of age to consent, now, are they mentally challenged as well for doing this? Or is just two grown people doing this shit now?
No.
All right?
Yeah, that's what I want to know, man, because
I feel like,
of course, R. Kelly, not to take any blame away from him whatsoever, but I feel like you must be stupid as fuck. If you know all this about him, use the words, I have to protect my daughter, and then go around him anyway. And how bad do you want fame that you become part of a cult where R. Kelly, of all people, tells you when you can take a shit? I mean, that is just weird to me. I tell you when to go to the bathroom. Well, you can go to the bathroom when I'm pissing on you. When you go when I gotta go.
Exactly. You know, these people got mental issues, man. Hey, they don't. They know what they're doing, man.
I think he's just a
pedophile. A lot of them do, I think, man.
You think he's a pedophile?
To go down that black hole of piss and slavery, man, you know what's going on. There's nothing new that's happening.
I love that. Piss and Slavery, the R. Kelly story.
Exactly. Side A and side B. Piss on one side, slavery on the next.
You
know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, again, people like throwing a mental health issue thing around. Okay, I get that. But when it comes to consenting adults, when do you draw the line between mental health and just two people consenting to do weird shit?
That's the difference is like two grown-ass people liking to pee on each other is completely different than a 50-year-old man hooking up with a 19-year-old woman, or like a 17-year-old woman, and peeing on her. Like, the age is what's fucked up. They have to be past 18.
Yeah, you know.
And even if she is 19 and you're 50,
but the woman who's doing it now is 19. She's getting pissed on at 19. She's grown getting pissed on. She good.
And I'm typing in this this interview right here because I saw that today. I should have pulled it up. I almost did, but the one I saw had cheesy graphics on it and shit. But maybe I can find the one that they're thinking about. Or you're thinking about.
I don't think it's mental health issues. I think it's just control, a crazy level of control that turns him on, which might be, who knows.
Yeah, and here it is. This is the one I saw today. I want to play it because somebody put like some cheesy-ass Snapchat graphics on it. But they came out, and I forgot the interviewer who did it, but they came out and asked him straight out, do you like not young girls, but teenage girls? And R. Kelly, now anybody else would have said,
no.
Oh, fuck, man. No, what are you saying? R. Kelly had to think about it like, well, I don't want to lie.
He said, define teenager. And I'm sure his lawyer was like, oh, my God.
Shut the
fuck up. All you had to say was no, dog. Like
Kelly, that. R. Kelly, like, I don't want to go to hell, so I'm going to answer.
Well, I'm a religious man, so I should answer honestly. But here's the video right here.
Let me ask you something real that millions of Americans are thinking about, you know, wondering about you. Do you like teenage girls?
When you say teenage, how are we talking?
If that don't say guilty right there.
That's him saying, fuck, yeah, I like them young.
Yeah. He's looking at him like, why you ask? You got one?
Yeah. How old are you talking?
You got a little sister?
He's probably thinking because he doesn't want him 17 or 18. He wants him younger than that.
He answered because it wasn't like it was a question. He answered because he thought the guy was offering.
Yeah, he was like, teenage, can you spell that, please?
Yeah. It's like when you ask somebody like, hey, man, do you do drugs? And instead of saying no, somebody like, why, you got some?
Yeah, exactly. What kind of drugs?
How you got?
Come on, man.
Girls who are teenagers.
19?
He's still asking,
he's like haggling with him.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll give you 19, but you got to give me 18.
It's almost like he's about to ask him, hey, you a cop?
Yeah.
That's a guy with a problem. But if the person don't even try to act repulsed, act like they don't, they don't do that. Somebody who's act, like you said, they haggling right there.
Yeah, he's like trying to compromise.
19 and younger.
I have some 19-year-old friends. But I don't like
that I pee on and have sex with. Wow. What? That's a guy with a problem. The reason why he didn't say hell no is because he's hoping that they can get something right there.
No, because he does. He really does like 19-year-old girls and 18-year-old and younger, I'm sure.
The reason why I'm not trying to mess with my man here, because you know me, I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't like to be judgmental. But it pisses me off that everybody, because he's famous, gives him a pass on this shit.
This
when we
is what
know
Hollywood
he did
is built on. Hollywood is built on pedophiles. Like, let's be honest.
I know. When Corey Feldman came out, or was Corey Haim somebody? He's like,
oh my God. It's a system made to, like, you got to feel bad for the victims. Like, they can't come out with a system that's there to fuck them.
Yeah.
Imagine the bravery and pain.
And, you know, and it's, but we are complicit in this too, because we are the people that we see celebrities as some kind of authority figure. That's the reason why you can't prosecute cops and other things like that, because we see some sort of authority figure right there and we're afraid to say anything, or we're so enamored by them. Yeah. Our society tells them, well, they're on a higher level. Y'all know this man's pissing on fucking girls and fucking underage girls, and y'all let this shit go. I mean, it's just some things that we got to call bullshit on.
Yeah, and just because you're famous doesn't mean you're not who you are.
What's infuriating about it, I'm going to get off my soapbox right here, but, you know, I hate the double standard society where we were ready to kill somebody who's a pedophile, ready to ruin a life of anybody who might even be perceived as a pedophile, right, whether they're innocent or not. And yet, when it's a famous person or it's R. Kelly, it's like, well, hey, you know.
It's Hollywood.
I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation for what's happening. Oz, weigh in on this, man.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's always a case where you have these people who are deemed larger than life, untouchable type people that, you know, are put on a pedestal, you know, by the media. by other people just because, you know, they sing little ditties over beats, man. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
you'll be a fool not to like them because other people like them. And these celebrities, quote unquote, know they can get away with this stuff. That's why they continue to do these things, sometimes brashly. Look at what my man said. You like teenagers? Well, how old is teenager? How old you think? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, like you said, if somebody else would be like, oh, hell no. Are you kidding me? I'll fight you right now. But now this dude, you know, he's bargaining.
The man.
You know, how old are you talking?
He's the fucking Zorro of underage girls. Look at
him. Exactly. He was ready to go. So, yeah, there's a problem, you know, when it comes to people, you know, putting celebrities as deities. And, you know, this whole Beehive Beyonce thing is out of fucking control.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, hey, you better watch your fucking mouth, dog.
There we go.
Yeah, watch it. Watch your tone, buddy.
If Beyonce rapes somebody, guess who's going to be defending her?
No.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, one of the B-drones right here.
Is that even possible? Who would not fuck Beyonce? Nobody.
Yeah, she could.
She can't physically rape me.
She can take a cucumber and stick it up my ass. And if I don't want it there, that's rape.
You'll like it, though. Don't play. Beyonce can stick anything up my butt.
Beyonce can stick a fucking bull up my ass. As long as Beyonce.
I don't give an ass. If she's in the room, shit.
Yeah.
You can piss on me too, babe.
It's Beyonce. Hey, you know. Because I have a story. Beyonce told me to fuck a horse, so I did it, you know. Would it help if she was riding it at the time? But, yeah. And listen.
And there you go.
Hey, listen, I get it, y'all. You know, it's hard. I mean, y'all know I had the experience of working with R. Kelly when I was directing Space Jam, and he's a very persuasive guy. He wouldn't let me shit
Charming,
the house.
I'm sure.
Yeah, over there peeing on Tweety Bird.
No.
We were all under his spell. That's why I understand.
Yeah.
But every now and then you got to snap to and say no more.
When you were directing Space Jam.
When Space Jam came out, I was like, okay, the movie's done. I'm,
I believe I can play.
I believe I'm not dry.
I believe you pissed in my eye.
R. Kelly, y'all know what's up. Stop bullshitting.
The R.
Oh.
I bet you won't stop playing that TP2, though.
The music's so good.
So good, I know. It is so good, I hate it.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, I mean, I love it.
That was number five.
That was number five right there. Your boy R. Kelly. Causing news still right there. Let's go ahead and get into, let me see, where are we? Let's go ahead and get into, let me see if I have it up. Let's get into number, let me see if I have it. Let's get into number four. And there's always something happening at a Taco Bell.
Oh, shit, here we go again.
Here we go again. Let me see if I can actually find the video. I downloaded a video where it was two women at a Taco Bell who were getting into a pissing match with their cars. Let me see if I can actually Taco Bell, because I thought I'd download. I can't find it. Taco Bell car standoff. Yeah, standoff. Let me see if I can, because that's what I typed earlier. Let me see if that pops up, because it was not too long ago that we were talking about how Taco Bell just brings out the worst in people. And there was an incident with two women. We're at a Taco Bell. They just happened to be driving up at the same time and didn't want to move because both of them had to be right.
Oh, so dramatic.
In front of somebody taking advantage of the situation. No, I'm not. I'm calling the police because what you did is wrong.
Oh my God.
Calling the police. Calling the police over Taco Bell. By the way, you didn't even get your taco yet.
I know.
You didn't even make it to the drive-thru.
You're trying to save time, right? Not make it a longer event, right?
It is something about... Angry. What's that, Oz?
No, I'm just angry about that white-on-black car shit. I'm not down with that.
Yeah, we got to stop this, man.
Yeah.
It is something about them little crunchy tacos that bring the worst out of everybody, man. Turns out there was another incident. I'm sure things happen all the time in Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But this one got extra crazy right now. And people trying to figure out what's going on. I love these videos where you catch it in the middle and you're wondering, what the fuck led up to this?
I know.
There's a woman. Now, I don't want to be racial here, but they say, boy, out of all the races of women that you don't want to piss off, don't piss off a Mexican woman. A lot of people say, don't piss off a black woman. No, don't piss off a Mexican woman. She will go raw. Some dude pissed off the mother of a Mexican dude, and she start tearing that Taco Bell up. She picked up. I didn't even know you could move those things. The jug of tea.
Oh my god!
Slamming on the ground, pulling some King Kong shit.
This bitch threw the tea on his ass.
She threw the tea.
She spilled the tea on him.
Yeah.
Fuck your sweet tea.
Come get your mama. Come get your mama.
Yeah. Hey, man, come get your mama home from over here.
Come get your mama.
And you would think that the manager would say, all right, everybody just be cool. Call the police and let this woman go off. You know, I'm a manager. I got to keep things calm. No, he jumped right in. He said, this looks like too much fun. I got to start tearing up this Taco Bell, too.
Yeah.
She threw that motherfucker like Donkey Kong. You see?
Like a barrel.
Like a barrel.
Why is the manager throwing shit at her?
Because the manager don't give a fuck either. You know why? Because it's Taco Bell. That's why.
No, that manager got something to prove, man.
Shit, I'm Mario ducked at this shit. He's like, hey, I'm just trying to get a taco.
That's resourceful, though. We got to give it to her to think to throw the tea and then throw the big ass tin thing.
Yeah, once it's empty, she's like, this is right enough. What were you saying to us?
The manager has something to prove. I'm sure at home he's getting called all types of bitch for working at that place, his girl or his man. Is giving him shit when he gets home. So this was his time to shine.
He's gaining weight and shit.
This is his time to be a man. This is his time to be a man.
You ask why he did that, why he threw it back at her. Because he's a manager at Taco Bell. That's why. Hey. You ain't getting paid enough to deal with that shit.
It's true.
I just want to know what they ordered so I can order that tea.
Shit, they ordered tea apparently. So you can throw it at your ass. Now,
tons of tea, please.
Now, the other thing is the manager just said, hey, you know what? I don't give a fuck anymore. This happens.
Yeah.
This happens all the time. He just said, because he's probably one of them dudes who was off the streets and was trying to get his life together,
right.
Decided like, you know, I'm going to be professional, I'm going to be cool, but this happened once too many times. You're like, fuck it. Them screets about to come out.
Tiny ass little bitch. Hell yeah. What's up? Soy pistolero, bitch.
Hey, come talk about it.
Hell yeah.
Soy fucking pistolero, bitch.
He took his shirt off.
Hell yeah.
Oh, he's gonna get her now.
What's up, bitch? Hell yeah. I'll fight you up, bitch. Ain't shit, motherfucker. You and your fucking star, fucking pussy, soy pistolero, pussy.
Oh my gosh.
Where the fuck is that music coming from? Shit up.
Hey. Turn up.
I thought that was part of the show.
It's not?
No, you know what? Oz disappeared.
Oh, why?
I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Oz is gone, though.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he'll call back in a little bit. Oz, if you're watching, call me back, man.
If you're out there.
Yeah, we here. Well, I'll just carry it on with you. The thing is, dude's throwing up gang signs and everything, but valuable lesson here, people. The shit always ends in one way. The police get called, and your ass is getting arrested for fast food.
Come on, now.
She's here picking up her last check. I'm the manager. She's fired. She's fired. She's picking up her last check. She should have left. I'm the manager. I'm the assistant manager.
It was him.
All right, we're here.
Taco Bell torn up. Now, mom is in cuffs at the end of the video. Her son's getting slammed down to the ground. He's getting put in the car. He's getting handcuffs over some bullshit. But what I want you to notice is the whole time that this is going on.
Get you little bitch and your mom fucking fight for you. Look at you, yeah, stay there. Hell yeah. When you go, do something, bitch, I'll knock you out.
Oh, Lord.
That car back there didn't budge. That car waited for their tacos the whole time.
It'd have been free. I'd have been like, I've been waiting for 20 minutes, and I'm a little concerned for my safety. I'm going to need my $8 tacos for free.
Dude is like, I already paid for my order, so as soon as y'all sort your bullshit out, please.
You ain't never getting those tacos. It's going to be wild.
Meanwhile, somebody's behind him blowing, talking about, I'm going to call the police if you don't move.
All mad at him then. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, people. It is... Again, how many times you got to look at this? Ignorance doesn't pay off, especially when you're getting arrested over fast food.
Yeah, you got to be real off balance with yourself if you're getting pissed over bean burritos.
You getting pissed over something that costs less than $10.
I mean, come on. There's nothing anybody could say to me in a Taco Bell that would make me that mad. Nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm at peace with my soul. There's nothing anybody could say.
You should
give a fuck about these people.
You should already be mad that you're in Taco Bell.
Well, if you're in Taco Bell, it's because you're broke and hungry, and that's never a good look.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah, people, it's not worth it. Oh, Oz is here. I don't know what happened to Oz. Let's see, Oz, what happened, man?
It just froze up.
Okay. Well, you want to come back?
Yeah, I'm trying to call you back. You're not hearing anything, I guess, huh?
No, I don't hear anything, but we can try again. Go ahead. Yeah, try to call me if you like. And, yeah, did you? Oh, there we go. There we go.
Charm.
There he is.
Fourth time's a charm.
Let me go ahead and pull you up, Oz.
All right.
Oz, you got to, let me see here. Let me get you up. You got to get off AOL, man.
Dial up.
yeah, man. This is 2017, brother. Well, we're glad that you're back because you're just in time now for... And this is going to be a quick one right here. Number three. I keep telling y'all, we need that test. That test for parenting.
To make you... To test if you're capable of having children, right?
If you do not pass, they put a LoJack on your dick or your vagina... And they keep track of what you're doing. And they find out you fucking without a condom or you ain't got no birth control, they lock you up. Parents out there need to prove that they can do the job.
Yep.
I'm looking at a story about a woman in Oregon. This happened last Wednesday. This woman thought that the idea of some quality time with the kids is to get in the car and drive around with them. But not while everybody's in the car. While she's in the car driving, the kids are in the back, well, in a little red wagon, being pulled by the car. even the kid looks embarrassed. She's like, "This is a fucking shame. Look at that little
How
girl
lazy
right there."
Can you be?
I don't know, but as you might have figured, it is a young mother that did this. I'm looking at this OregonLive.com. They say a Springfield woman was arrested on Wednesday evening and charged with two counts of reckless endangerment. After multiple drivers reported a car towing three children, her 2-year-old daughter, 4-year-old son, and 8-year-old nephew in a small plastic red wagon going around a busy roundabout multiple times during rush hour.
Listen, I don't know about you, but that shit looks fun. How much you charging for that?
You know what you would think is fun, but they say, like I said, first of all, this kid is embarrassed. She's like, "My mama." She don't know what the fuck she's doing.
That's my mama.
That's my mama. She look at the cars. I know cars would buy, and the kid was just like, "Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm only two. What can I do?" But it would be funny, Oz. But the kids, the report said that they felt a little endangered. And they said here that Lieutenant Scott McPhee, a spokesperson for Springfield Police Department, said Friday over the phone that Alana Nicole Donahue, who was 27 years old, still young but too goddamn old to be doing this. They said that she admitted to officers that she was towing the kids behind her white Ford Taurus in a wagon attached with a rope. Even at 5 miles per hour, all you got to do is just stop abruptly.
Yeah, and then it hits it.
And them kids in your grill.
So was there any reasoning why she did that?
Yeah. Fucking idiot. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, she might say because it was fun. They don't really say why. They don't say that there was any alcohol or drugs involved. It's just plain stupidity. And even when she
I think taking care of the, especially those ages, and being, I mean, I'm not a mother, but taking care of that, those ages of children day after day after day, you get tired and you obviously, you run out of shit to do with them. It's almost like she was like, what could I do to get them out of the house that, you know, I don't have to walk around and be active. So let's.
Okay. Like, you think that's what she said looking at that face?
I mean, I just don't. I just know that it's exhausting, and you get to a point where you're just like, what can I do that is going to entertain them, keep them safe, and I don't have to put a lot of energy into it.
Okay, Danielle, you need to take that test. Don't you have no kids.
I'll be a wonderful mother, but...
I gotta agree with Danielle as far as, you know, the mother, you know, or whoever that mother, you know, was trying to be the cool mom. Say, hey, we'll do something adventurous? Let's try this. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where I don't think she meant to do anything wrong.
No.
I think in her mind, she thought that was going to be fun for them to do.
But looking at that.
It was stupid.
I'm looking at that face right now, and I don't think she know what the fuck she was doing. You want my take on it? Girl, 27 years old, still young, still want to do some things, still want to have her life. She probably got... And I know kids are hard. Those kids are probably running around screaming and hollering and making all kind of noise. And she got tired. Like, hey, who want to go on a wagon ride? And she put them kids in the back of that wagon.
Going.
And she got in the car and started talking on the phone to her girlfriend or to her man or whatever, and didn't give a fuck about it. She wanted a little peace and quiet and went about it the extremely wrong way.
Yeah, extremely. Oh, yeah. Hire a babysitter for an hour.
I'm sorry.
Throw her $20.
If you the kind of person that does this, you don't need no kids. I'm sorry. This is my mother did some crazy shit with us. My mother tied my brother and sister up and beat them with an extension cord. But she would never put them in a wagon and drive them around busy midday traffic.
No, I know that this is really
stupid.
Because
that's going too far.
Yeah, it's really stupid and really dangerous. But just coming from somebody who has a lot of experience with children, you make the wrong mistake sometimes. And it's. You're exhausted.
This is not.
You lose brain cells. You're not functioning properly.
Danielle, this is not a situation where it's just like, wow, that's just a sudden error in judgment.
Right.
No, this was planning. It's like, I got to get some rope.
No,
I got to get the
right.
I got to tie a knot. Jeez. And it's work. And then I got to go out and drive them around. There is no, you don't get so tired or become just, this is not a simple mistake.
No, it's not.
Driving your kids around in a red wagon in traffic.
Especially that two-year-old, all it takes is one fall, but bang her head.
And they said the children were scared. The children were stressed out.
It was them
kids' fault. You know what, I'll tell you exactly what happened. This is what happened. The mother had them kids in the wagon. The mother was trying to run with them. The kids said, you ain't going fast enough, bitch. And what happened was she said, you won't go fast, huh? I don't know. And scared the shit out of them. But
yeah. they're probably like, mama, I want to go to Six Flags. All right, I'm going to take you out to Six Flags. Here's your wrong right here. Hey, put your hands up. Say, wee.
If you make it there, we go. If you don't, too bad.
Yeah. Ooh, I bet them kids didn't ask to go to Six Flags. No.
No more, yeah. Fuck Six Flags. I'm staying right at home.
I want to go wherever you want to go, mama. I just don't want to go back in that wagon again. No,
exactly.
Fuck this. No, hell no.
Yeah, nah. If you had his finest.
Yeah, hell. If you a mother or a father and they do this shit, if you do some shit like this, they need to pull you out in the town square and just guillotine your dick off or sew your vagina off. You don't need to have no more kids.
Wow.
I'm sorry. You don't need to be doing
some Hellraiser shit right there.
Yeah. It's the only way they'll learn, us.
That's that tough love right there, Corey.
Yeah. Hey, now this is This is kind of sad here. Let me move you over, Oz. Let's go to number three.
Number two.
No, number three.
No, it's number three.
Number.
Oh, I thought it was two.
It's not. Oh, is it number two? Oh, you're right. It is number two. Excuse me. Look at me. Shut up, you dummy.
Yeah.
I know math.
Last week I was like, this week I'm gotcha.
MAF.
No, you're right. It is number two. And this makes me sad because we got a lovable character. Are you familiar with Winnie the Pooh?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, Winnie the Pooh. You would think that Winnie the Pooh, he's so adorable that he'd be allowed anywhere.
Right.
Not in China.
What?
Nope. He's banned from going in China. You're like, what crime did he commit? What drugs did he try to smuggle? The only crime that my man did is people said that he looks like China's leader. Xi Jinping.
Okay.
And I'm looking at him right now, but somebody put a picture up, and I was just like, God damn. They got him and Eeyore.
Winnie ain't even Asian.
Yep. Well,
and isn't Winnie a girl?
In no, you
yes,
don't even know.
Yes, it is.
Winnie? No. Mm-hmm. Winnie's a dude.
Look it up.
Wait. Okay, yeah.
I saw an article today that said it was a woman.
No.
It's a girl. Okay.
Just go with me on this. Apparently you don't know a fucking thing about Winnie the Pooh.
I swear.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh, she's all right with me, huh? But
Winnie talks like an old woman who
Google
used to
that
be a
shit.
Man.
Put what gender is Winnie the Pooh? And then I'll be your slave for a week. How about that? I'll be your R. Kelly slave.
I can piss on you
if I'm wrong.
I get it. He has on a shirt. He doesn't wear pants. He don't have a dick that hangs out. I can see where you're coming from, but no. He is a man. He's okay. Our male. And over there in China, they said he looks like their leader so much. They even got the Chinese Eeyore over there. And they decided, like, they just need to be banned. I like the way the dude, they say, Pooh is banned, but you're going to keep Eeyore up
yeah,
in
yeah, because Eeyore looks more like him than damn Winnie.
Yeah, they say the reason why is because too many people are comparing the leader to him. They're saying that the authorities have banned him from the internet because... They say there are too many posts comparing Xi Jinping to the cartoon bear, which is a long-running joke in China. And they've shut down all kind of social media over there, which their biggest social media over there is WeChat and Weibo. And they have forbidden any images of Winnie the Pooh.
It just makes people want to post it more. Just play along with it, and then people forget about it.
Well, that you know what? That's the thing about it. You know, how are you going to be a leader? You're going to let a cartoon bear hurt your feelings.
You know, act Trump.
You know, but what if a war breaks out? How are you going to handle that? You can't even handle Winnie the Pooh.
No.
You know, what if all of our soldiers dresses up like Winnie the Pooh and start attacking?
All they do is say, fuck it, I do like Winnie the Pooh. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that's very sensitive right there. What are you saying?
That's what Trump does all the time. Somebody calls him a retard, next thing you know, he hops on Twitter, get his Twitter fingers popping off.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, shit, imagine if Trump took that attitude. Nobody in this country will be allowed to eat an orange ever again.
Bunch of shit.
Yeah. You know, it's just weird to people because, like they say, if you're going to lead, you have a lot more things going on, a lot more priorities than Winnie the goddamn Pooh.
Right.
And I even look at this, and I'm like you. I say he don't look too much like Winnie the Pooh to me. It's a little bit of a stretch. If you want to know what he looks like, he actually looks a little bit to me like an Asian John Legend. who people say looks like Arthur the Aardvark.
He does.
So if you want to bring it all around, then Xi Jinping looks like Arthur the Aardvark, and I guess they're going to ban him next
time. at the end of the day.
Wow, if you look at it, he really does kind of look like Arthur, man, a little bit. Yeah, I never understood that with leaders. I guess that's how you get into a position, because you have such an ego that you become that unstable, where even the smallest things get to you like that. I mean, we see it with Trump all the time.
Yeah.
And Oz, do you have anything to add to that, sir? Oz, can you hear me? Oz said, no, they just, Oz can't hear a fucking thing. Look at
it. No, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
Oh, let's see. Let me go ahead and bring it over. And by the way, I want to let everybody know, I kind of understand. I get it, because I don't let people watch the Proud Family up in here. I ban that shit.
Why?
Because people say I look like Oscar Proud too much.
You need to own that shit.
So, yeah, I own it. That's why you can't watch it up in here. You watch that shit at home, but you ain't watching it in this studio.
Great show.
I know.
You know what to do for your Halloween, so you good money now.
That is you.
I know. I can't. Some shit you just can't argue. Got my forehead and everything.
Yep. Peanut head.
Let's go ahead and get into our last one, our number one.
Winnie the Pooh is named after a female bear, but the character is a male.
Winnie the Pooh is named
Thank
after
you.
A female.
When you going to...
I was halfway right.
When you going to learn to stop fucking arguing with people and just go with it?
The article was written by the Huffington Post, which I will note is very biased since they're entirely male.
Well, those are our people. I don't want to say... When am I going to start arguing? Stop arguing with you?
Yeah.
You literally were wrong 15 minutes ago when I said it was number two. And you said, oh, it's number three. And I said, no, it's number two. And then I stopped arguing because I didn't want to hear your mouth. And I ended up being right. And now I have one thing that I'm wrong, and now I'm the worst.
Did you notice, though, that I immediately said, oh, you're right. But I said it after they said it. Not you.
Yeah, because you saw proof. Because you saw proof that you were wrong. Now I know I'm wrong because I have proof from our buddy right here. But at that moment, I didn't.
Okay.
You are, I'm wrong. All right.
You know what? We are both very flawed people.
Yes, in a minute, we are.
And we're both stubborn as fuck. I will own up to that. Let's go ahead and get into our last one here. The number one piece of foolishness that Oz sent me today.
Which one is it?
Oz, you know what? There's nothing like having with your pancakes a nice thick ooze inside of racism.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ketchup.
No, oh, I love ketchup too.
And pancakes. It's your shit.
Ketchup and racism. I love it. But we have here. Let me see. Now, it's no surprise to people. People are familiar with this brand, Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima. I don't know. You like pancakes? Duh. Duh. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Of course. She's like, huh? She's like, how you think I got that ass? Y'all, okay, all right. And have you enjoyed it with a nice side of Aunt Jemima syrup and pancake mix?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people. Aunt Jemima's still out there. But Aunt Jemima is still a sore point with some people. And look, you can put the word Aunt Jemima out there as long as you keep calling it syrup. But once you go and you call a black woman Aunt Jemima,
no,
then you got problems. And this is what happened. What's that, Oz?
Yeah, they got to differentiate. Are you the Aunt Jemima with the rag on her head or the one with the perm?
Oh, the perm. You know, you got to be very specific with your Jemimas. And we have here in Tennessee, there's a doctor who said that this is his favorite patient. And for some reason, decided to call her the Aunt Jemima.
All new at 6, a Memphis woman says she was called an offensive racial stereotype by her own doctor. She says that he called her Aunt Jemima, not once, but twice.
So WMC Action News 5's Felicia Bolton talked to the woman and tracked down the Bartlett doctor to hear his side.
A trip to see her dermatologist left Lexi Carter in tears.
I haven't really been able to deal with this. It's just the most horrible feeling. Really.
Would it be funny if she had pancakes that morning?
She's eating pancakes right there.
Yeah, like every time she sees pancakes, she just breaks down. She can never
scarred for life. Yeah,
she can never eat breakfast again.
She loses weight though, so everybody's happy. At the end, it's a wonderful story.
I'm trying to understand it. I don't understand it.
It's not what Dr. James Turner did on July 11th. But what he said that has her traumatized.
So I was just sitting there waiting to be seen, and he walked in. He had a young girl, physician's assistant trainee or student with him. And he looked at me and he goes, "Hi, Aunt Jemima."
She says he didn't apologize for the remark at the time, and he said it more than once.
It was an insult, a racial, ethnic insult, a joke. It's putting me on the level of
that shit traumatized her. Do you think, Oz? You know, with Fair, I'm not going to say anything, but this shit tore her apart. Do you think that she? Do you think that this is real, or do you think she's trying to get a lawsuit?
I don't know. It sounds like it rocked her world. Like she's never been called a racial epithet in her life. Like she's really amazed that somebody would take the time to call her that. I don't know how close her and this doctor was. For her to really feel like, oh my God, I could never, you know, I can't live my life again. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe she's playing it up. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But the pain in her voice sounds pretty authentic to me.
Yeah, she's shook up, man. She's trembling and got tears running down her face.
One who is subservient.
Thursday, Dr. Turner admitted to the comments. In a statement, he says, quote, "Miss Carter is one of our very dear patients and has been for years. She is one of many African-American patients, and I count it a privilege to be their doctor. Anything I said that tarnishes that image and my respect for her was a misspoken blunder on my part and was not intended to show disrespect for Miss Carter. I'm very sorry for that misunderstanding," end quote. But for Carter, that apology comes a little too late, and she plans on filing a formal complaint with the state medical board.
And I feel like if he'll do that to me, he do that to anybody.
In Memphis, Felicia Bolton, WMC Action News.
Okay, I know some people are saying,
there it is.
"Damn, man, it's just syrup. She got mad for being called syrup? I don't get it." Well, That's a confusing thing a bit. And let me just put, can I put an argument out there?
Sure.
Oz, can I put an argument out there?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Now, as I said, maybe some people don't understand because we keep saying it's syrup that is still sold today. You can go to the grocery store and find an attractive black woman on a bottle of syrup. Some people say, damn, that's kind of stepping up in the world. You know, I think, you know, branding with black women. You don't get that too many times these days. But I guess a lot of people don't know the history of Aunt Jemima, because Aunt Jemima comes from some. There's a lot of people such as myself. I'm still kind of uneasy when I don't eat pancakes as much anymore. I don't buy syrup anymore that much. But when we would buy Aunt Jemima, I'm like, yeah, I don't know about this, because Aunt Jemima started out in the minstrel show days. Aunt Jemima was a minstrel show that was written for vaudeville in 1875. That's the image of Aunt Jemima right there. Aunt Jemima was thought to be around ever since 1864, actually, before the thing was written. And the woman that you see right there, the real Aunt Jemima, that was a former slave, Nancy mm-hmm. Green, that yep. that was the model for Aunt Jemima. And after they got her, that's when the image, the racial stereotype, the insensitive stereotype of the mammy came in. Because back in the day, man, we were talking about last night with Coke. Uncle Remus mm-hmm. from the Disney movie Song of the yeah. South. They put him in a Coke ad talking about, I sure had be loving this Coke right here. Yeah. Come on and get this bottle and enjoy yourself. You just get out the field from working, have a nice cold Coke. Right. You know, and they did that with, and they have her talking the same slave shit right here. They would put black people in ads, and Aunt Jemima was one of them. Eyes in town, honey. Happy days is here. Time for delicious Aunt Jemima's made with my secret recipe, ready mixed for you. And they actually have some that are worded worse than that. And that's a flattering image of Aunt Jemima right mm-hmm. there. They would put her in there with they made her that black, like that blackface black, that shoe polish black, where you could barely see her eyes. You could barely even see just the teeth. Hell, that looks like Darth Maul serving you breakfast right there. You know, that was a Scatman Crothers.
Looks like Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav.
Pancakes, boy.
It's time for pancakes, boy. Yeah, boy.
Time for breakfast, boy. check it out. Way to start your day. But you say, look like.
It does.
There's a big pancake around his neck
instead of a clock. Stupid.
Yeah, that was an ad that was from the 1900s right there. But see, here's my argument. Like, a lot of black people don't know that today they see that Aunt Jemima with that perm. You know, the attractive Aunt Jemima.
It wasn't always like that.
But it wasn't always like that. And maybe my
man. What year did they change that?
Oh, man. They changed it, like, I think. It was in the 1990s that they changed that. It was the late 1980s that they did that.
Yeah, late 80s.
The late 80s that they did that. Because I remember I talked about how they changed that for a school report when I was in college. But maybe that's the point. There's a lot of people who don't know the history of Aunt Jemima because they still sell the pancakes on the shelf today, or the syrup in the pancake mix, like it's nothing. Like they ain't a lick of racism in that box or that bottle. And that's the thing that I'm going to say about my man right here. I'm not trying to defend racism. I'm not trying to defend him because I'm confused. If that's a valued patient of yours, how you going to call her Aunt Jemima over and over again, not knowing that you're offending her?
I don't think he didn't realize he was offending her because he doesn't know the history.
Well, no.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm looking at it. What's that?
No, I'm saying it's another case of some fool getting comfortable, thinking it's comfortable with people. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Well,
you know, and he's thinking like, oh, I got a joke. I'm a yuck it up today when she comes in. It's like, hey, Aunt Jemima. waiting for the, guess what? The ta-da. And there is no ta-da. Well, no place to go with that joke.
How about this, man? Here's my argument, because I really do want to give my man the benefit of the doubt. I would hate to think that you were so comfortable with a paying customer, essentially, that you can just come in and say, "What's up, ain't your mammy,
no.
mammy?" You know, just think about this. The man didn't know the history. His most recent knowledge is that Aunt Jemima with a perm.
Right.
He had pancakes that morning. As he poured the bottle of syrup on there, he's like, "Damn, that's an attractive black woman." that woman looks nice. And maybe when, you know, a woman came in, a girl came in, he thought he was giving her a compliment. Aunt Jemima, thinking of perm Aunt Jemima, not raghead Aunt Jemima. And kept saying over and over again because he thought that he was doing her a favor, making her feel good.
Yeah, but even if he thought it was the one with the rag or if he thought it was the one with the perm, anytime you throw out, you know, a racial name just based on the way somebody looks, it's probably not going to go over that smooth. Did it need to be on the news? Probably not.
Well,
we don't need. I mean, her feelings are very real, and I don't think any person should ever go through that at all. And I feel 100% bad for her. I don't think it was malicious on the doctor's side, and I just don't know if it needed to be on the news.
Well, hey, you know, I mean, people call, like I said, they call me Oscar proud. I give them the benefit of the doubt, you know. But I guess that's not a racial stereotype. But you know, I'm just saying, maybe the doctor finally just looked it up when he got home and saw that image of Aunt Jemima. He was like, fuck. didn't know what he had done.
But even if she is Aunt Jemima, the queen of Canada or whatever, and she's the most beautiful girl on the planet, it's not right to call somebody something just based on the way that they look, especially if they're a different race than you.
And you know what? That's a policy that everybody should take. Even if it wasn't racial, it's like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be joking around like this.
Yeah.
You know, maybe because if I don't know somebody's comfort level or zone, maybe I don't need to be joking around at all.
Well, yeah, maybe if it's not somebody that's a different race than you, you know?
Well, again, that's the problem. She's been going to this guy for years. So I think they built up some sort of rapport where he thought that he could, you know, come out his face and, you know, start
in
talking
in a playful way.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably,
that's what I think went down. You know, he said she's been going there for years. So of course they have some sort of rapport. So maybe they did have some sort of joking thing going back and forth, you know, but he took it to the next level and now she's crying. So I don't know. Like I said, her tears seem sincere. Did this guy think he was doing something wrong? I don't think so. But the fact that he said it a couple times, maybe he said the joke and thought it went over everybody's head, so he tried for it again, and it still didn't hit. So he tried again, and then it was the rap.
Yeah, he was like, I don't think she heard me. Aunt Jemima, hey! Good to see you, Aunt Jemima!
Yeah, that's shitty of him to say.
I wonder what he called his other black patients. I wonder, like, is there a Steppin' Fetchit here?
I wonder what he called Steppin' Fetchit.
Yeah. Is there a Bojangles in the house? Bojangles! A Bandito! First name Frito.
Stand up comedy, son. It's stand up act.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, who knows?
Yeah, stick to the dermatology, buddy.
Yeah.
Let comedians
do comedy.
Stick to the skin shit.
Yeah, you keep doing skin peels and popping pimples, you know. Yeah.
Still waiting for that ta-da.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to help you, man.
Yeah. You know? I feel bad for that woman, though. I don't want anybody to ever feel bad about themselves or judged by somebody.
Well, it just shows how, and whether it's racial or anything else, I mean, it just goes to show how words and certain things, even if you don't know the history, you bring it up and it can hurt people pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know people don't want to be PC and everything. I got that. We're not PC here at all.
Just have
I know.
Respect. You don't got to be PC. Just respect people and who they are and what they look like in their race.
Yeah.
Words hurt.
Yeah.
Apparently they do. Because I'm looking at her and no words knocked the fuck out of her. So sorry that it happened. Sorry. I hope they get it worked out. Maybe he'll apologize and maybe they'll get it worked out and she'll go back. It'd be a learning lesson for both, but especially him. You know, I hate to see people get separated. I think when you have a problem like this, it's good that it comes out in the open like that. So communication can be opened up.
Yeah.
So,
just get a year's supply of syrup and she'll be good to call.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Call Amazon and just send her a couple of crates of Aunt Jemima.
Hell no. That's so rude.
Oh, man. Tough times.
Buy that portrait for her and send it to her.
Get a bat portrait, the lawn jockey, the...
Yeah. send a picture of Flavor Flav with a do-rag on.
Yeah, all that.
Anyway, there we go, people. Oh, you know what? We had a little bonus one right here. While we're on that.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this happened at all. And I don't want to make... Look, I know I say this all the time. I don't want to make it racial, but this is something that came out today. Sammy Gonzalez sent this to me. And it's just one of those things where, how the hell did that get through? I'm looking at this in the New York Post, but it's everywhere right now. It just came out today, like I said. I'm going to pull the article up, and you probably don't see anything. Do you see anything wrong here? See anything that stands out?
Yeah.
Okay, you caught that. All right. Took you a little while, though. What we're looking at is a page where there's an ad from Walmart for, I believe, a wig cap. Now, did you guys see this? See, you don't see anything wrong with that, right? Well, here's the thing. The wave cap right here, they say that it's durable, that it stretches, it's comfortable, and you can also get it in many assorted colors, including nigger brown.
This can't be real.
Nigger brown sounds like a pimp that used to be on the corner in the 70s, actually.
Well, I was looking for cracker color myself.
I know. So. Nigger brown sounds like a really cool blaxploitation film from back
in the day. That's R. Kelly's sidekick.
R. Kelly and nigger brown. But, yeah, somehow, some way, it's not real, but it got put up like it was.
Oh, okay. It's not real good.
Kwani Lunas said, "Hey, Walmart, what are you doing?" And nobody caught there says, it says size medium comes in nigger brown. And Walmart, of course, came out and said, and I believe it. Look, you ain't a big corporation like that. And you let something like that slide.
No, they won't.
They came in. They said, "God damn, this is far beyond unacceptable. We are sorry."
But it wasn't real, right?
No, it wasn't real. And they're investigating. Oh, okay. Somehow. It slipped through. Somebody was able to go in there with Photoshop and change the color from the, you know, caramel brown, cocoa brown to nigger brown. And the Walmart spokesperson, they said, yeah, they later apologized for the listing. They took it down. "We are very sorry and appalled that this third party seller listed their item with this description on our online marketplace. It is a clear violation of our policy and has been removed, and we are investigating the seller to determine how this could have happened." Yeah, I mean, if you're Walmart, how did this slip through? You need to fire your spell checker, man.
Yeah, right. The richest fucking company in the world.
I just like the comment. My man's like, "Come on, man, fix this."
Yeah,
you know. And what's funny about that, real or not, is just the response, right? And I think, you know, you can thank the internet for type situations like this, because back in the day, Al Sharpton would have been marching already on this shit. But because it's so a likelihood now that this can happen because of the internet, everybody's like, "Oh, it's just a Monday. No big deal."
Right. Yeah.
Everybody goes about their way.
It's funny how also because of the internet, you know? Like if this was print, that's what I've always said about. Okay, so yeah, you know, I'm going to play the old guy right here. I was working at the school newspaper and also working at the city newspaper as an illustrator and graphics artist and everything. And when shit was in print, nothing. Nothing got by. That nigger brown would have been caught.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Before he ever made the page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you put that R on the end, it would have been caught.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it would have went through several spell checkers and fact checkers before they ever got to that point. But because things are digital now, for some reason, they just slide through. I mean, forget the whole racial thing right here. I read so many articles from high profile publications. Not going to say which ones, but because everything is moved out quickly and because everything is digital and can slide through, because information needs to be put out there so fast, people don't check things like this. And you see grammar errors, you see things that are missing, stuff that's jumbled up. And so it was only a matter of time before my man, Nigga Brown, got through. I'm just happy.
Yeah, well,
what's that?
No, I'm saying we're a disposable information age. You know what I mean? Everything is quick, fast, and as soon as you get it, it's gone already.
Yeah, and it's gone already.
You don't have time to digest it, so that's why it's such a brush off that this thing would even happen. It'll come in, it'll make a noise for that day or that 2 hours until, Kim Kardashian does something. Then it's
yeah, exactly. Kanye going to do something, so
yeah,
it's gonna,
don't worry.
Trump is going to do something, exactly. It'll be gone quick. The other reason why is because it can be not erased, but it can be taken away very quickly. It can be corrected very quickly.
Yeah.
So, because again, if it was in print, that shit, imagine millions of people opening up their newspapers at 6 a.m.
Well,
on Monday morning.
That's tangible in your hands, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Powerful.
There would have been a bunch of people outside Walmart with rolled up newspapers trying to hit your ass with it.
No.
I'm just glad a 7-year-old wasn't in class and opened up his crayon box and saw Nigga Brown.
Yeah,
same. Dang, tough. That's tough.
Yeah, anyway. But Walmart said they're sending free hair nets to everybody. So that's,
that's all this color.
To make amends. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. 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 It's a lot of foolishness out there, and we couldn't cover all of it. But if you have any foolishness for us, don't hesitate to send it to us at any time. I'm going to tell you something that's not foolish. I'm going to tell you something that's beautiful, a very beautiful brown right here. Let me bring this girl up real quick.
Oh, dear.
No, I will not stop.
Come
no.
On.
No.
Come
no. No, come here. Come here.
You want to sit by Corey?
Yeah, hell yeah, I don't want to sit by me.
You're married.
I don't give a fuck. I ain't going to do anything. I'm just looking. Okay. I ain't asking for a lap dance.
Right here. Let's get closer. You're about to be on camera, see?
Come on over.
I see. Get closer, real close. We get snuggled up.
Come on over
and
here.
And stay close to the mic.
Hey, Diego.
Make me proud.
Can you try moving the camera a little bit? Nah, you sit your ass right there. You're going to knock it over or something. I want everybody to see you.
I got to take a picture of this.
Diego's coming through. Yeah. Oh, and let me make sure you're talking to the mic right there.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go, Diego. There you go.
Hello, hello, hello.
There you go. Yeah, you can try to sharpen up a little bit. Just a smidgen. No, don't put me out of focus. Yeah, you know, let's keep priorities straight. There we go. That's good. That's good. You got it. Diego, everybody. Diego, ladies and gentlemen.
Diego.
He focuses so good. Don't you agree? Diego said he want to be a part of this. That's your first lesson right there, Diego. And you pass with flying colors, my man. You are beautiful.
I appreciate the compliment. Thank you.
Now, so what you work in fashion. You said that you do hair. You do makeup.
I do makeup. Makeup was my first love, and hair soon to follow.
Well, it's very obvious.
Thank you.
I mean, did you do your own makeup?
I did.
Oh, my God. You're like a piece of art right now.
She really is.
Hey-o.
Yeah, you really.
I did Danielle's makeup, too.
She's
gorgeous.
When she came in today, she was looking so good. I said, ain't no way she did that herself. No.
Danielle knows. She knows how to slay.
Yeah. Oz, what you think about this lovely thing right here, man?
I can't see her.
Oh that's right. You can't.
Well, I can see you. I can kind of see her if she moves over to you.
All right.
To her left.
Can you? Let me move my mic out the way. Can you see this right here?
Arm's length.
Oh, there you go. Approved.
Hello.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hi. Approved.
How you doing?
Yeah, you're going to make me get in trouble with my wife tonight.
Oh, no. No troubles over here. Not at all.
I mean, no, just by you sitting by me, that's going to get me in trouble. Danielle, you hang around some really attractive friends, I got to tell you. How long, now, let's talk serious for a moment.
Yeah.
So you do hair and you do makeup.
Yes.
And you do an excellent job.
Thank you.
Looking at the both of you. This is a town that's having a lot of celebrities come through. Do you do anything for movies, or do you do actors and actresses?
You know, I actually did have the opportunity to work with a up-and-coming movie director from UT campus. It was a really great project. It was called 10 Minutes to Show, and they gave me my background on the movie world and in the scene, and it was really a fun experience. I got to see kind of behind the scenes and how it moves and everything. At that point, I was still in cosmetology school because I was freelancing on my own for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Went through cosmetology school and had the opportunity to work with them, and it was a really eye-opening and fun experience. But movies, not so much my thing.
And
I think
I like the way. What's that, Oz?
No, I was going to ask, how long does it take for the cosmetology the school? Is it the 4-year deal or is it a 2-year deal? How does that work?
No, it was a year-long boot camp.
A year-long boot camp.
It was intense, yeah. It was 3 days, 10 hours a day, basically on focus, at least for me it was. I took it very seriously. I knew that was something I wanted to pursue, and I was like, well, I'm going to put my all into it. I literally did projects in and outside of school. I was pretty much working 60 hours outside of school, going to school 30 hours, and then doing my passion on the side for like another 30.
Wow, you
going
were driven.
In. That's what's up.
Absolutely.
Why do you think I hang out
so
with
you,
her?
So you use mannequins and stuff like that? Or you had some clowns come in or something?
Okay. Oh, yeah. You got to start. You got to start somewhere. You start on your mannequins, depending on what you want to do. I knew color. Like, I really fell in love with color after I started to understand the formulations and how the chemistry and the science behind it. And that's something that I really fell in love with. You really don't even understand, like, how much goes into, like, cutting a piece of hair. A lot of people, you see them on YouTube, and they'll hold their bangs, and they'll trim it, and then they'll come out with like all lopsided bangs. There really are. There's angles, there's shapes, there's elevation, graduation. It's a real deal, but
yeah. When you got your craft, you gotta hone it. That's dope.
Yeah, I like the way the chat's looking at you, and they're talking about Well, everybody talking about, damn, you thirsty, Corey. But
stop. Diego no, trying to much get respect and like huge congratulations to you guys getting married.
Somebody said, man, she can make up. Yeah. There's all some right. of your work right there.
All right. Thank you.
No, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, let me see here. You want to answer an email with us?
Sure. Most people are probably going to think I'm a little dim-witted because I'm in the beauty industry, but not the case at all.
And let me see here. I know people talking about Marlon Wayans came out with a new movie, Zachary S. Marsh. I'm trying not to mess with Marlon Wayans. Marlon Wayans is on Netflix. I got an opinion about his new movie called Naked, but I'll save that for
I'm sure tomorrow. You're real thrilled for this shit. He has a feud with Marlon Wayans.
I don't know. I don't have...
He tweeted him once talking shit. Marlon did to Corey.
I don't have a feud. He don't give a fuck about me. There's nothing I can say
it's
to him.
It's fun though. It's fun to
need
fight
a little
with him.
Some entertainment, right?
Yeah. It was just something where it was just kind of a thing that we do. Here's the thing about Marlon Wayans. I think he's a very talented guy, and I thought that his parody films, which were already terrible, were starting to get a little old. They were starting to even be beneath him. So I was, I just thought, like, let me give the brothers a little praise in the form of a backhanded compliment and just tell them that his movies suck, and I think he's better than that. Let's see here. Let's get a question. This is from Jordan H. Monago. He says, are you guys familiar with Umar Johnson, world-class Trump-like con man, self-proclaimed prince of pan-Africanism, and pretty much the poster boy for the batshit crazy Hotep movement, a.k.a. the Ank Right, the black version of the alt-right? He recently went on The Breakfast Club talking about why black people should not date interracially, and to do so makes us unworthy of respect. I did hear about this, and the guy actually, I've seen him, and he actually says a lot of good things, and this is a 45-minute video. I'll give you just a little sample of it, but I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I did hear a little bit of this.
Peace and love, black families. The Prince of Pan-Africanism, Dr. Umar Johnson. We live and direct from Jacksonville, Florida. Live and direct, Black Florida, Jacksonville. Looking forward to tomorrow. Regency Square Mall Event Planning Center.
Okay, apparently it's 45 minutes of him just promoting his tour or something. So I just want you to show the face. A 45-minute video, so I wasn't prepared for it. Somebody just sent it. But the guy's a smart guy, you know the guy. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of him?
Familiar.
No.
He's on the internet a lot. There's always a Facebook post going up of something he's talking about. You should hear about him talk about racism in China and other places. But hey, look, you're not gonna agree with somebody 100%. And what can I say? I married a Turkish woman, and it wasn't because. Have you ever dated a white guy?
Yeah.
And she's like, hell yeah.
Well,
they got money.
I love all races. I consider myself an equal opportunist lover. I do prefer, a little, some other flavors, whatever.
No, when you say prefer, do you like white men more than black dudes?
I prefer ethnicity, that's a yes. Like culture.
Okay.
I think white boys are cute. Yeah, they're super cute. But actually, most of my relationships have been with like Hispanic men or, of mixed, like, white and something.
Okay, you can't even tell what they are. They got
confused. I don't know. Yeah, they think I'm something. I think they're something. I'm just like, hey, we vibe. We're two cool people. Why not?
I know your preference, so I ain't gonna even get to
That's
you.
That's not true.
Well,
it's really not. I just like men 6'5 and taller.
And black.
No.
You've actually told me that.
Not anymore.
No, okay. Oh, well, after you
see who's in my phone right now. Okay. Skirt.
What is in your phone?
White boys.
What, really? Donald did you that bad that you switched that hard?
I'm just
you got
trying,
your Miley Cyrus on, you're twerking, now you're back to the country music.
Well, if I do the same thing, I'm going to get the same outcome. I got to try.
Not every
things.
Black dude is going to do like that. What happened, Danielle, is that you were going after certain kind of black people. You know, you like those, you're the racial version of, I just want a nice guy. And you go for the bad dudes.
Yeah.
You were always going for them. And Donald wasn't one, but you always, even the dudes weren't thugs, anything like that. They had that look, you know.
Not even
thuggish. They just looked like dudes that were players, dudes that would dog you out. And I can't say nothing because, like I said, I did that shit too. But you had a preference, and you'll be back. Mm. You know, you trying to do that shit where you trying to go cold turkey. You trying to go white turkey real
just
quick.
Trying to learn.
Let me ask you, Oz. Oz is from Oz being from New York. And Oz been with his bride for years, at a very young age, who was a black woman. Oz, you've been with your woman so long, and I mean, she's a down black woman. Would you ever date a white girl? Well, not today, obviously, but if you were single.
I could do it today. Yeah, it wouldn't matter to me at that point. I mean, you know, coming up in my household, you know, my folks were pretty, you know, they were liberal for the most part, but my dad every now and then was like, oh, don't play yourself now. Watch out now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He would never say exactly what it is, but I kind of knew what he meant. So that was kind of put into my brain. But for me, I went to high school, a mixed high school that was my first exposure to a bunch of white people at the same time. And through that experience, like, okay, this isn't bad, man. Everybody seems to be cool. And, you know, from that point forward, my mind was pretty open to do whatever for the most part. But I still have my preference for the sisters. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had a preference for something that was breathing. While y'all think,
I know, they seated legs for yours.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people thought, because, I don't know, we make a joke about it. And I can see why some black women and black girls get mad about it, because we've gotten emails before. So like, you know, it's kind of hurting when you're talking about how much you don't like black women. That's not the case. I was actually very, very close with a couple of black people, you know, I'll tell you what happened with me, and that's not an excuse, because I don't need to make excuses for who I'm with, but Mia came at the right time where the right person was putting up with my bullshit. You know, somebody who was dealing with it and was willing to help, like, push me to make a change.
Right.
You know, when I was willing to make that change. So that's why I probably ended up with that person. But yeah, it's obvious if you have a preference. And yeah, I do think if you do have a preference for, because I've seen it. I've seen people, black men and black women, who have a preference for white, and it's obvious that they've been brainwashed by society to do that. I don't think that that's everybody, and I do think people genuinely meet each other. You ain't gonna have a society. Look, we can't talk about let's all be people and let's mingle and let's be open minded. Yeah, and let's say that except for fucking, you know, we can't do that.
Yeah, can't fuck each other.
That's not happening. So whether it's from a sincere point or an honest point, or whether you feel like you've been manipulated by society to do it, it's just gonna happen no matter what, and we just gotta learn to accept it. And that's just how it's going
to
be.
We accept it. They got to learn to accept it.
Yeah.
I've accepted it.
True life.
Everybody got preferences, man. That's what it comes down to. Everybody's preferences. So, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah. And that's just how it's going to be. You know, you put a bunch of dogs in a kennel, they're going to fuck each other, man. That's just how it's going to happen. Maybe not the best analogy, but.
What?
let's see here. Go to another email right here. And I didn't get that video email that you were talking about, man.
Nah.
And
you got another one?
I do, though. This comes from Diallo Kamara. And he says, what's up, Corey? Corey C. and O to the Z. Glad to see you guys putting up another masterpiece. I was wondering, I've seen you guys talk a bit about music, and I'm an old head like the two of you. I'm really disappointed with the current state of hip-hop. But half of Outkast decided to drop an album last month. I think it was overshadowed a bit by Jay-Z's 444, which I guess so, because did you hear about this album? This Outkast album? I'm not Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z, of course. Outkast, no, I haven't followed.
I was wondering if either of you heard Big Boy's new album. If so, what are your thoughts? If not, here's one of the hymns embedded below. I'm going to tell you something about Big Boy, man. Everybody thought that Andre 3000 was the one that was always going out and doing the experimental stuff, and Big Boy was doing more of the soul and the straight up hip hop and the R&B and all that kind of stuff. Big Boy is out there doing stuff that nobody was really listening to, or maybe they did, and I just didn't hear people talking about it. There was a project I talked about, I believe it was last year, and it was he did it with a band called Fantagram.
Oh, I love Fantagram.
Okay. You know Fantagram.
Yes, Fantagram.
Which I love, right. Fantagram. If you haven't heard that song, you don't get me high anymore. That's a badass song. But this is a song that they did. And I saw them perform, too, and it was amazing. This is a song they had, Fell in the Sun, from their album, Big Grams. Oh, don't
they were
do
just
that.
Here a couple days ago.
Were they?
Yeah. They come here all the time.
Oh, shit. Because I saw them doing South by Southwest. Let me try to play you a little bit. There it is. If you haven't heard this, you should check it out. Oh, fuck. I guess it doesn't want to play full screen. Let me try it one more time. I just have to play it from the page. Big Grams is what it's called. Oh, stop it. Let me skip right here. Have you heard of this, Oz?
Nah, I'm too busy listening to Gem and the Hologram soundtrack.
Yeah, that's it. Have you heard this? You have?
I believe I have. It sounds like SCA right now. Kind of like she was inspired by them a little bit.
Trying to wait for Big Boy to come in with his lyrics.
I'm just a cool ass nigga, put Atlanta on the map, put together Cadillac, I like.
Shit's nice, right?
Got a 3-6 mafia vibe.
Yeah, but you know it's a the chat they got somebody like, yeah. the gift they put in there. And if you get a chance, go online because Adult Swim did a whole animated feature. Well, not a feature, but an animated short where they combined some really cool animation with most like a medley of Big Gram songs. And here's a little bit of it right here. Let's see. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. I just caught it one night because you know how they are, man. They just start playing weird shit in the middle of the night. Let's see if I can.
And a big Benzer on the Windsor, yeah. With your homegirl, yeah. LaQuinta, who said she never did, but she would try it. And now she higher than the highest. She jet setting, more wetting, the guard.
You know, you it's stay so dope, yeah, you stay up late at night and watching Adult Swim, and you're going to get high whether you're smoking or not. You know, it was it's a cool thing that they did, man. I don't think it's the whole album, but they took a lot of tracks and kind of shortened them and did a whole animated presentation with it. And it was pretty badass. I just caught it by accident. But you should check that out. But this album that you're talking about, I have not. Let me take a little sample of it right here. See what it's like.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Okay, well, so far, I don't know about this.
You playing the music or are you watching Dragon Ball Z? What are you doing?
Polo to the float out. You already know though. It's Adamville for real. You see your hoe, just take a photo. I'm repping as on photo with a fofo on your brodo. Cause that Jodo thought that he could rob a player for some dodo.
I like this.
It's super lit.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it because they're actually rapping too.
Wait a minute, was that us?
No, I'm saying I'm like it because I can actually hear what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Not mumbling.
you know cool. Something, man. I'm sorry. It's like a lot of your older dude. Not every young rapper I'm talking about. Rap has gone the way of pop music. I mean, it's. Your most played out stuff is what's going to get played the most.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just noticed that it's a lot of you. I said this old before, and forgive me for repeating it, but a lot of your old heads are the one that's kind of bringing the real shit in right now. Like that Tribe album that just dropped.
Yep. That was fire.
Yeah. De La Soul drop one that was really cool. They're out there really trying different things. And apparently Big Boy is out there doing it too. So, you know, can appreciate it. You want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do one more and then we'll be done. Let's see. No, I don't want that. That's R. Kelly still peeing on somebody.
Staring into your soul. He's like, yeah, I did it. It's me. And then
Sola Gray. I know that was Killer Mike in that animated video. I don't think Fantagram and him did one or whatever, but I think that's still the Fantagram video that I was talking about. Happy Monday, everyone, from Sola Gray. And he says a few observations. The Taco Bell lady from this week kind of looks like Denise from a distance. Denise, who's from our show. Don't be like that, man. Towing children for the carpool lane is funny. Yeah, it is. I ain't going to lie. Danielle makes me listen to All the Colors of the Wind this week for some reason. And finally, I think that the Aunt Jemima lady wasn't playing it up. I can attest for the 1,000 paper cuts finally getting to someone, though she does kind of look like Wheezy from the Jeffersons. Wheezy?
I like
Wheezy. Yeah, that was Good observation, man. Yeah, I don't think that she was never called names all her life. I think that you're right. That's a good observation.
You see how less hurtful it is coming from Solar, though, because he's black? Like, it makes more sense when he calls her Wheezy than friggin' the white Dennis. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, because there's a context that we have. If we'd say something to each other, like, we know the context of the N-word.
Right.
And, like, I said this before. Ice Cube said it on Bill Maher. I said, a lot of people are not going to agree with me, but that word was used as such a tool of power for so long that we finally just took it.
Yeah.
And now a lot of black people are very happy that you were uncomfortable saying that.
We should be.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not saying it should be used, because if you really want to know my opinion, I think that it's actually being used against us in a certain way, too. All these rappers that are using it too many times, yeah. I think society has used it against us.
Coming numb to what really it stands for. Yeah. What it stems from.
Exactly. You got anything to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely a case where I think the N-word is getting dropped, you know, too much in these rap lyrics. I mean, granted, if you have a story to tell or you have something that you want to say about it, by all means, use it. But when you just use it gratuitously and have no kind of weight to come behind it, for case in fact, the Life of OJ from that Jay-Z 444 album, you know, he's dropping the N-word a whole bunch of times, but it's meaning something as you say it. You know what I mean? As you watch the video, you understand what he means by it.
Yeah.
It's used in a context where, you know, saying it makes sense. You know, where you have other people just dropping the N-bomb just to say it, and now you go to these concerts, and, you know, majority of these white people are enjoying these hip-hop concerts, and they're singing along to the songs. You can't be mad at them because that's the lyrics. So you're kind of caught in this kind of whirlwind, like, you know, should I be mad, or are they just singing the song? So the line gets kind of blurred at some point, and it's tough to decipher what's what. You know what I mean?
I love going to the concerts where it's mostly white people at these rap shows, because the whole thing turns into a hymn, because they'd be like, fuck that.
They censoring themselves.
Yeah, everybody's in robes and shit. You know? Yeah, it's funny, man, because a lot of people don't want to say it, but
they say it behind closed doors, but they don't say it out loud. Or when they do, they think they can say it around certain type of people, but they don't know the meaning behind it, or they don't want to do the research. But all the millennials, they don't care. They're just gonna say whatever they want to say.
Yeah.
Whoever they want to say it to.
Especially hood Spanish. Oh, yeah. Like Mexican.
Oh my
dude.
Gosh.
She's the first one to drop that N bomb.
Oh but yeah.
If you're Mexican, you grew up in the hood, forget it.
It's like Hey, Holmes or ASA, you know, it's like another thing. It's just like a hey, girl.
Yeah,
you know?
No, we get it because a lot of Mexican people, Mexican Americans and Latinos, they kind of hood people too. So,
yeah.
You know, I get it.
They've been adopted into the culture, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, at this point, it'll be harder to tell them not to.
Yeah.
Right. We got to pick our battles.
Yeah. They kind of got it too. So, you know, they've practically been called niggas too.
Yeah.
So yeah, y'all got it. One person, because I'm going to get this because it is the last one. Because we covered it, all the emails that we do address this. Everybody knows that I love Kermit the Frog. I love Muppets. I grew up. I still watch Sesame Street on the side. I love it. You like? You, how old are you?
I'm 23.
23. Did you know you're much younger than me? Did you watch Sesame Street coming up?
Of course I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you got to pay premium for that shit if you want the latest Sesame Street, because it's on HBO now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I preferred Barney, though. That was my. With
who?
That was my guy, Barney.
Barney.
I was on the Barney wave.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't get the purple Barney.
The purple dinosaur.
No,
you
I got.
Yeah, you were grown up.
Yeah, I was grown
up. Yeah, you were over that. But Sesame Street has a lot of little hidden innuendos in there too, though.
Yeah, because they bring on cool people like Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Who was talking about, fuck that, bugging the pussy and everything, and he'd be on Sesame Street. My favorite one was they had Robert De Niro on hanging out with Elmo.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, Elmo's like, what have you played, Mr. De Niro? And he's like, oh, well, Elmo, I played a lot of things. I played a taxi driver. And I was like, he's fixing to kill Elmo. Somebody get that puppet away from that man.
Alert.
Yeah. Let's see here. Well, Elmo apparently was having sex with underage boys, too.
Of him.
Yeah. Mm. Let me see here.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Anyone behind the mask.
Yeah, somebody said, hey, they're changing the voice of Kermit. And they say, Disney says it fired Kermit the Frog actor over unacceptable business conduct. We'll get into that another day. Yeah, I don't know what happened with that. Don't know what he did. But all I know is things change. Hey, Jim Henson died, and everybody they didn't say shit. That frog went on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Show must go on.
Yeah. So, hey. Oz, thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Sorry for the abruption before, but we got it back.
Hey, man, that's the that is the trials and tribulations of doing an internet business. You know, it's going to happen, especially when you do stuff live.
Yeah.
So, yes. You know, what you do is, it's a good lesson for the people who want to do something like this. Don't ever panic. That's the last thing you do. Always play it up. Play it for entertainment.
Right.
You got that one for free. See? giving us stuff out there for free. So why don't you do this? Why don't you go to the site and try out our live streams? I'll give you 7 days for free. Because when you watch a live stream, you get to interact with us on a whole different level. You know, we call people. We put them on Skype. Read the emails out there. Or you can just sit back and enjoy us in our form like we are right now. Just be an observer. And if you do miss a show, go to the Disney Vault. the Double Toasted Vault. And you can find all of our audio and video archived in there that you missed. Try the service out 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you can stop at any time. No hard feelings. Keep the audio, though. We can be found on SoundCloud and on iTunes. And no, if SoundCloud goes out of business, which they say they aren't, apparently Chance the Rapper saved the whole thing. Everybody thinks that if SoundCloud goes out, which I'm not saying they are at all.
Then we're fucked.
Everybody says, they're going to kill SoundCloud if they get out. No.
We have like three other channels to like get y'all content.
Yeah, yeah, believe
me. You got choices.
Yeah, I mean, but go over there and listen to us anyway. It still helps. Yeah. But we're going to be all right, though. Oh, also, we know that we've been talking about it. We have that. Let me bring it up here. Where is it? Got that anniversary party coming up. Go to partydt.com. And when you go over there, it'll take you to the Eventbrite page. Well, we'll have all the details about Friday, August 4th through the wee hours of 2 in the morning. Hey, maybe we'll go over to 6 in the morning. I might have an after party somewhere. You don't know. You just have to come here and find out. And $25 for a full weekend of fun. You go to that Eventbrite page, and we have all of the weekend's events in detail spelled out for you. Everything is cool. We're looking out for you there. You're looking at all, you say, that's a lot of stuff. Well, yeah, that's going to cost a lot of money. No, $25, as I've been telling you. And
sheesh
is right. Sheesh. You must not cuss. Look at golly.
Yeah, trying to be a lady.
She said, can we cuss on the show? I was like, Dira, I don't even get me started.
Gosh darn.
I'm trying to be
that's
respectful.
Freaking cheap. What's that?
I'm trying to be a little respectful, but sheesh is just a little ad lib. It's just a little reaction.
No, well, it's a lot of stuff there. Go ahead and say shit. Say shit.
Shit.
It's a lot of shit that you're doing
oh,
right there.
Oh, my gosh. Shit.
Oh, that's a fucking weekend for your ass right there. And $25 for that. Go over there. partydt.com and look up. Oh, that was what I was going to tell you, that we have all of the discounts for you too, for the hotels and at the hostel too. So that is it. Had a lot of fun with y'all. Oz, were you okay with tonight? Did you have fun?
Oh yeah, always a good time.
And did you have a good time hanging out with us? Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks,
Oz, you still talking?
Bringing me up here. I had no idea what I was doing, but thank you.
You can't come in here looking this nice and not get in front of the camera.
I came here for support for my girl.
Oh, well, you supported all of us.
Yeah,
you brought everybody's spirits up when you came into the room. I mean, look at these guys. They're all over the place right now.
They're too cool for school, though. I like it.
No, those guys are, they become regulars here. They're awesome. Diego was coming here first, and then he brought his boy DeMarco in here. I'm used to these guys. When they're not here, I can hardly even do a show because I look over that couch. I'm like, where are they?
Cool. They're learning.
That's where DeMarco sits. Watering, you can still see his ass prints on that couch. Yeah. I love them. Adopted them myself.
Oh,
and it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a nice guy like that. And Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome, Coleman.
And that is it, people. We said everything we need to say. Oz, any parting words?
No, I'll be back next week for more foolishness. And what's popping up? What's coming up tomorrow? The Trailer Tuesday. The
Roast and Toast
tomorrow.
Yep, followed by the movie review extravaganza, Valerian. And I know there's one other. Dunkirk, the one that everybody's looking for. Christopher Nolan. his World War II epic. And then we have Ray coming in as a guest reviewer for Girls Trip. And
oh, my gosh, I want to see that movie.
You should have told me. I would have had you go see it.
But you too don't late think now. About me.
You don't think about
so
me.
So you're letting Ray review Girls Trip over me? Seriously? That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
He's taking his girlfriend with him.
No. Okay, me and Casey can go, and me and Casey can review it. Why the? All right, you know where we go.
If you want to go, go. Fuck, I don't care. Go, right. No, no, go. No, shit, nope. Whip my ass right now. Go. You got. You can go if you want to go. I got you. Just a phone call. You can go Wednesday.
Like it's that hard of a screening to get into.
Exactly. It's a fucking girls trip, ain't it?
What day is it? Thursday.
Wednesday.
Tomorrow?
No, actually, the screen is tomorrow. If you want to go.
I do.
Okay, I got you. All right then, I got you. You can go. Cool.
Done and done.
That shit looks so funny.
Yeah, there you go. And there you go, folks. I hate to leave. I really do. I've had a lot of fun, but for one, it's late right now. And for the other,
I'm skedaddling.
Okay. No,
we'll let you close.
No. You gotta stay here. You just got a few seconds.
That's okay.
You can't leave like that.
That's okay. I'm okay with the seconds.
Hey everybody. You know what? Before you get out of here, please get a hold of us. By emailing us, I'm going to put one hand on you so you won't get up and leave and try to...
Oh, my God.
kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be part of the show, it's too late now. We're skedaddling, as she says right here.
Skaloop.
But for future shows, and you know, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, percent, bam, up in your home talking to the only host in the world that do house calls. Oh, you can find me and everybody else on Instagram at Double Toasted fan page. Find us on Facebook, type in Double Toasted. Would you like some proper time with me? Type in Corey.Coleman.5. But if I'm too busy talking to people in the private, chill, go ahead.
Check me out on Instagram and Facebook, Oz What Up. Also, while you're on Facebook, check out the group, The Official New York Toasties. Email your boy at OzWhatUp@gmail.com. That's OzWhatUp@gmail.com. OzWhatUp@gmail.com. Danielle.
Hey, guys, you can always find me on Snapchat, Toasted Danielle, or on Facebook, Danielle Dallaire. Mwah.
Oh, that's it? Oh, okay.
How else?
Well, hey, people.
My cell phone is 329.
Come on down to the world-famous Double Toast Studios. K Cool Man's. Oh, I'm sorry. Give that wave again. kcoolmans@gmail.com. kcoolmanz@gmail.com. I'm going to visit Austin. You're going to be moving to Austin. You already live here. Don't nobody. Shame on you. Come see a show. That is it. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Whenever you're listening to or watching this, goodbye.